The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress. PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
You know that metal plate in my head? I had to have it replaced because every time Catherine revved up the microwave, I'd piss my pants and forget who I was for a half hour or so. I don't know if I ought to go sailing down no hill with nothing between the ground of my brain but a piece of government plastic.
Paul Perillo.
And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit!
And Andy? Woof!
Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are. Hotter than they are.
Andy Hart.
It is a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
What did I say? Nipple? There is a nip in the air, though.
Eric Scalavino.
He's cute, ain't he? Only problem is he's got a little bit of Mississippi leg hound in it. If your mood catches him right, he'll grab your leg and just go to town. You don't want him around if you wear short pants, if you know what I mean.
For now, anyway.
And the older boy, bless his soul, is preparing for his career.
College?
Carnival.
PFW in Progress.
Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of this side of the nut house.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Good golly, tis the season to be merry.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is a big show today. We got a lot planned. Usually we don't plan anything. We just come on and talk, but there's all kinds of stuff. You know, this being our last show before Christmas, I assume, because Patriots Monday will be on after the Jags game. We've got our annual Christmas poem written by Dan Heffron that we'll read at some point. We've got the picks, obviously, today that we're going to have to get to. And I think Brian Lowe, B. Lowe, is going to be stopping by.
Give you a little foreshadowing. The picks, there's a new sheriff in town. It's a new leader.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So I sprung ahead.
I didn't say that it was you, but okay. I just said there's a new leader. I didn't say it was
anyway,
you.
So
wait, why is B. Lowe coming?
I don't know. I think he just wants a lunch. Well, No Socks was down here, too. So.
But he always pops in and out during various shows.
He's a semi-regular.
And I see that Kevin has the Keurig set up.
And a really tight Santa hat on.
The K-Cups coffee machine.
Like it couldn't even go over his ear. I brewed myself.
Looks like Andy's visor, if you know what I mean.
I brewed myself some hot chocolate. Very nice.
To wash down that brownie you had before you're going to have a fatty lunch. Yeah. Oh, you missed the Belichick cookie tin arrived.
Yes.
Oh, did it?
Coach Belichick is
phenomenal.
Sent
the only cookie that
up.
Can challenge these, and because these are cold, I give them the edge. Phenomenal cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, there's like four or five different kinds. I don't know. It's
chocolate
some lady's
chip,
name.
Red Velvet. Monica.
Wow. Monica's fancy cookies or something.
Fancy. Yeah.
But there was a Red Velvet one.
And you ate it.
Oh, yeah. There's more. Oh,
and he had a chocolate chip that he said was like
phenomenal.
One of the best ever.
Really?
Phenomenal cookie. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're weird because they're like doughy kind of. Like they're not really cooked because the phenomenal though.
So people that don't know, Coach Belichick, I think every department he sends a tin of cookies or, you know, it's been pastries in the past to every department.
Yes. And these are fun. Yeah. They were making the rounds upstairs. The football ops people were delivering them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Not sure if they'll be around when you get up there.
That's all right. I don't need it.
You know, you now the department.
After that picture that we tweeted out yesterday in my
it's a good thing you
in my Under Armour sweatsuit.
In your M. sweatsuit where the person was lost under your armpit.
Well, I have been. I've gotten bigger.
We know.
You have gotten bigger.
Fatter.
If people didn't know, we tweeted out our varsity or our letter jacket picture yesterday.
Got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
On the PFW page.
A lot of comments, a lot of retweets.
Fred invented Under Armour 15 years before it existed.
That was funny. You have to admit.
It was. It was great. It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm going to get him, though.
They tried to get me to put the singlet on, but...
I'm really disappointed in that.
Like, I'm sure you are, because it would be more ammunition for you.
Well, not necessarily for us. We don't need any more. Yeah. But I just thought...
Will
we
you
might,
do it at your party?
We might get more... No.
Why?
I can't fit into those singlets. Are you kidding?
They're stretchy.
Now, did you put
it
on?
That was like 50 pounds ago.
Answer the question. Did you put it on at home?
Yeah, but most of your weight appears to be in your shoulders.
Did
you?
What? Did you put it on at home just to see how bad it would look?
No. You didn't even try? No. There was no curiosity in you?
No.
Wow. I would have tried. I mean, it might not have happened, but...
I could just see him.
But, and then Connor walks in. What the... Shut up!
Is this what you guys do when I go out?
Right. Want to wrestle?
All right, webradio at patriots.com.
See, I told you, we
email
need
address,
any more ammunition.
508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline.
Oh, I got some news and information.
Yeah.
News and information.
Patriots related?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The final fan voting is out for the Pro Bowl. Tom Brady finished second. Overall, and at his position to Peyton Manning, he got 900,000 votes and change. I'll run down quickly. Patriots have 17 players in the top five at their position as of now, finishing one-third of the voting.
Wow.
Now the coaches and
Is
players
that good?
Vote.
No respect. Should have 22.
Stephen Ridley was third at running back. Wes Welker, third at wide receiver. Rob Gronkowski, first at tight end. Aaron Hernandez, fourth at tight end. Nate Solder, fifth at tackle. Logan Mankins, first at guard. Dan Conley was fourth at guard. Chandler Jones, fourth at end. Ninkovich, fifth at end. Will Fork, third at defensive tackle. Mayo, first at linebacker.
Really?
Spikes, fourth at linebacker. It says DB Devin McCourty, fourth. Don't you have to pick a safety or a corner?
I don't know. Maybe not anymore.
Steven Gostkowski, fourth. Zoltan Mesko, second. And Matthew Slater, fourth.
Okay.
So a bunch of Patriots in the running based on the fan voting to go to the Pro Bowl or skip it.
None of them will be able to because they'll all be in New Orleans.
Right.
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 Right. So. It's the week before, right?
I believe that's the way
they're sticking with the week before, but it's in Hawaii. That's the thing. Okay.
Yeah. So Patriots will not be there, but it'll be good to get the honor.
Right.
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 What else we got? Locker room yesterday?
Terrible.
Anything good?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Devin McCourty, the only player who spoke.
Is that right?
Basically.
Everybody?
Brandon Lloyd did a couple one-on-ones.
Yeah.
With a couple people. I spoke
with... I got
with
Patrick Chung.
Logan. Yeah. You got him to say, welcome to Jacksonville, rich people.
Indy gave me my first compliment yesterday ever.
He did a good job. He needed
first
to get one of those
ever.
Voice messages they give to the clients who visit, and he just... Boom! Wouldn't let Chung say no. Hey, Chung, you owe me a favor.
That's what you said to him?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Chung did it, so now he got it. But I did Mankins for the TV show. Logan Mankins came out, just spoke with Patriots Football Weekly. No one else.
Exclusive.
Went back in the training room.
Yeah.
Now he could talk today to everybody else, so ease off on the exclusive. But, yeah, very quiet locker room. A lot of players turned down media. Stephen Ridley, Nate Solder, Mankins turned everyone else down. So not a lot of interviews.
Was it not yesterday, but was it the day before they all went to Bass Pro to do the Christmas shopping?
Yes. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them
did.
30 players or something.
Yeah.
That's a good event.
It is.
Where they take the kids around. I think they get some sort of shopping spree.
Yeah, they're given like $400 and they can spend it on whatever.
But by rule, they have to buy gifts too.
For other people.
Yeah, they can't just get what they want.
Right.
They have to buy some gifts for other people. That's a cool little event. I like it.
It is.
I went over there last night. That place was a zoo.
Really? Bass Pro? What were you looking for?
I had to get a gift certificate for a neighbor and a couple. Jackson's big into camouflage. I got him a couple little things. But the place was just hopping.
I mean,
the lines, you know, 25 deep at the register or something. You'd think it was some Black Friday.
That's great.
Yeah, they're doing well over there at Bass Pro.
Yeah. All right. Paul?
All right.
You got anything?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Well, then maybe we should start right out and make sure that we get this Christmas poem read, huh? Right at the top?
You don't want Eric to hear it? Does he need to be here?
I thought we were going to save it, no? You want to do it now?
Well, I can't do it at the end because we have picks.
We could do it like...
We can do picks whenever we want, you know.
When B-Lo... when B-Lo comes, that's it.
Why don't we tell B-Lo not to come? I still don't get why B-Lo's coming.
It's up to you.
Yeah, why is B-Lo coming?
I don't know. He just told me he wanted to come down today.
So they schedule their own appearances now?
Apparently. Something feels a little weird here.
I think he wants to talk fantasy because he's playing me in the playoffs this week.
He wants to talk fantasy.
I'd rather talk fantasy
you
with
guys
Ray
talk
Ray.
Fantasy
Why don't we send Ray Ray down?
Yeah,
I'll talk fantasy
with
her.
I would rather talk anything with
come at the
Ray
4
Ray.
O'clock show and talk fantasy.
Oh, we're getting phone calls now.
Is it Ray Ray?
All right, so is Eric going to be here? I will wait for Eric.
He'll be by later.
What?
After like, practice.
Oh, but
right now he's researching Miss Universe on his computer.
We can't wait till after that because that'll be like...
Okay, so don't. Read it. Crying out loud. It's your show. Do what you want.
Give me one sec, Fred.
Yeah, give him a sec. Okay. We should welcome Miss Universe. Rhode Island's own. I don't know her name, but
yeah,
she's
so
now
somebody
Miss
from Rhode Island made Miss Universe. More evidence that the world will, in fact, end tomorrow.
I just assume she'll never step foot in the state again. Now that she's made it, no one's going
and
back.
She's not bad looking.
Well, I assumed if she won Miss Universe, she's attractive. Because
yeah, but sometimes, you know, the universe...
I watched some of it. I was at the gym running, and there were a lot of hotties.
Yeah.
One girl almost fell.
Are they too skinny, though?
Not all of them.
No?
And some are like the Latinos and stuff, got the hips.
The junk in the trunk?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, they were some hotties. They were looking pretty good.
I just had to get the phone squared away. Sorry, Fred.
Did you see Pablo Sandoval was one of the judges? I laughed when I saw that.
I don't know who that is.
He plays for the San Francisco
it's
Giants.
It's funny because
he's a chubby.
Fat.
What do they call him?
His
panda
name is
bear?
Big Panda.
Big
yeah.
Panda,
like
whatever.
Pepe.
He's a. Think of Prince Fielder, you know, along those lines. It's just a big, you know, jocular looking.
Kirby Puckett.
Yeah, chubby. He's got some junk in his trunk.
Okay. Paul's tweeting. Paul had his now, episode.
I love when Paul takes the rest of the show.
I was just looking at some stuff. A lot of people, you know, not Patriots related necessarily, but NFL related. The Pioli to the Jets kind of thing, and then some other people are saying maybe Bill Polian to the Jets, which I think would be absolutely fantastic.
I think either would be fantastic.
For our purposes.
Sure.
Let's get the border war back on.
Yeah.
So just
now, with Pioli, it would still be a border war, right? This wouldn't be like a friendly...
I think it would be friendlier.
I'm not so sure.
If
he goes to the Jets?
Well, we can't do trades with him and stuff like that, but I don't think... I do think, and I don't want to speak for anyone else, I do think that there are people in this organization that genuinely do not like some of the people in the Jets. Not just because they're on the other team in the AFC. I mean, personally, don't like them.
I don't like them.
You know?
But they would have, there'd be new people there. They would clean house.
That's what I mean. So I don't think it would be the same.
I mean, Pioli cleaned house in Kansas City.
I don't think it would be the same. If those people I'm thinking of are gone, I don't think it would be the same.
Mike Tannenbaum.
Okay.
Tannenbaum. Check. But, I mean, wasn't there some belief, like, you can do anything but don't go to the Jets? Whoever, not just Pioli, but Mangini,
because
other
of,
people.
Because of the personal.
Mike Tannenbaum.
So they hate Mike Tannenbaum.
You know,
or he hates
you
Mike
know,
Tannenbaum.
A lot of the guys that left, there was a guy there before, who was the G... before Woody bought the team.
Gutman.
Steve
Gutman.
Oh, they hated him.
Yeah.
Hated
well, that's
is
the guy
this a
that's,
they or a he?
That's the guy that accused Belichick of having a breakdown.
Right.
You know, a man in emotional turmoil or whatever the phraseology he used.
Yep.
So you don't think it's a it'll change. With the people, it'll change. That Pioli would make it better and...
Yeah, it won't make it as you know, volatile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I want Pioli in because I want it to be volatile.
For me, it won't. I'll be just as, you know, a Jets hater as before, if not more.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
And we talked before you got here yesterday, Freddie. Andy and I talked a lot about Josh McDaniels' situation, a lot of rumors about him possibly joining Mike Lombardi and going to Cleveland. Some reports said that he would be jump at that chance to go back home.
Now,
to Ohio.
Who's Alabama playing in? If I was Notre Dame, I would make sure that stories about Saban moving on to the NFL got out there. I want to create as much distraction as possible.
Well, they're very much out there. Yeah. You know, contract details, $100 million for 10 years and those types of things.
See the T-shirts that Notre Dame was sending out for that game?
What?
Catholics versus Cousins. I like that.
Wait, not the school.
Well, I assume not the school.
It was like Jimmy Clausen or something like that who started it.
I assume it's not like, you know, officially endorsed Notre Dame products.
Okay. Like when BC.
You know, I don't think they had Catholics versus convicts out there either.
Well, the way you said
it,
you see the shirts Notre Dame is sending out,
well,
and I was like.
They're Notre Dame shirts. I mean, they're not coming from Alabama's side.
But they're not sanctioned.
In 06, when BC joined the ACC, their first game was against Florida State, and I was at game day, and I had a sign in the background that said Catholics versus criminals. and ESPN asked me to take it down. They were like, we're getting phone calls. I was like, okay.
ESPN is like,
pay me.
They're unbelievable.
Pay me.
So you know how you have to put the signs on like a big pole?
Right.
I didn't have anything like that. So all I had was like a 6-foot-tall cardboard cutout of Curt Schilling. And I taped the sign to Curt Schilling. So it looked like he was holding it. It was hilarious.
That's pretty good.
To not even delve into why you had a 6-foot cutout of Curt Schilling, but
well, he got it at the Stanley Cup party that he went to the night before, where Stanley Cup was at.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Curt Schilling, Stanley Cup party.
It's all tied in together.
Okay.
All right.
Crickets.
Right. A lot of emails.
Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398.
Busy show.
Got a lot to do this show.
We do have to get to some things. Let's get to the phones. Olivier's in Virginia. Hey, Olivier.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. First of all, I want to be the first one to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
It's next week, I know, but since we won't be able to talk on Tuesday, I assume you guys are off, right?
Correct. Well, they have the pregame social, but other than that, yes.
Not on Tuesday.
Excellent. The other thing I wanted to discuss with you, and I think someone alluded yesterday about potentially what happens if we have to go to Denver, and the fact that obviously as an athlete to run in an environment where the altitude is high and the air is thinner, and therefore if you play at closer to the level of sea level, your body is not going to be acclimated to it. Assuming we do this, have we done in the past, have we had the strategy of going there a week earlier to be able to acclimate the bodies of the players to that altitude, or we just wink it and we go there 2 days before?
I think one year they went a day early.
Yes.
But we did get an email the other day, didn't make it to the air, about, you know, why, maybe they are already, but why don't teams do that high altitude training? Like a lot of marathoners do, you know.
Soccer players do that. They always go in high altitude, and then they go down. They have much more endurance, and they are much better in terms of physicality.
But right. You can't do it in the course of a week.
No, but I'm not talking about going somewhere, but they have, like, place. I don't know, it's a hyperbolic chamber. You sleep in, and it's like it gets your blood cells acclimated.
I don't
to
know
high
that you
altitude.
Can do it within the course of a week and still have a normal work week.
No, I say do it all year. Do it all year. So that you're always in that mode.
Yeah, well, it's one way to do it.
Now, I saw the one questioning whether that you can do it in a bubble. Can you change the air pressure in a bubble to make it work?
Yeah.
Another idea.
That I think you could do.
Another
to me, you'd have to do
what
it
I'm saying
so that the whole team can do it, not on a treadmill with a mask on your face or sleeping in it. To me, it would have to be, can we pressurize the Dana-Farber Fieldhouse to the point where the air is lighter? I don't know if that's physically possible or not.
But it
seems doubtful.
And the other question that I had is that, you know, to me, assuming that we win our first home game, because there is always a question mark, you can never take anything for granted in the NFL, we all know that. But assuming we have to go to Denver, and assuming the weather is New England-esque, have you seen Manning playing well in the snow and the elements, or do you think that this would be more of an environment that would be more conducive to a New England environment and success versus what, you know, Manning is used to in the
film? It depends on a lot of, you know, are the Patriots able to run the ball well? I think Denver can. They've got their top guy's out, right?
Well, for Denver. But Marino has run better.
He never
Marino's
run to anything that I say. Did you ever notice that?
I would still say the Patriots have an advantage because I still say Tom Brady is one of the best bad weather quarterbacks.
He's the most proven bad weather
Big
quarterback
hands.
There is,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I don't worry about Manning in Denver like I would in Foxborough. I would worry about Manning in Foxborough. Don't be afraid to actually empty that before you throw it across the room, by the way.
I didn't know there was anything in it.
Okay, we'll do.
Not you, Olivier.
No,
Fred
threw
a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or something across the room, and it was full.
It wasn't full.
Well,
it was a little bit
on the
bottom.
It's not full anymore.
No, because
it's all
over the floor.
The rug.
Don't worry, they'll get that later.
Was it in the direction of Eric?
No, he's not here yet.
Okay.
But I would worry about Manning in Foxborough, with the winds and stuff like that. I don't think Denver is necessarily a place where you might get snow, but I don't think you're going to get the kind of conditions that you get in Foxborough.
You could.
You could, but I don't think you will.
So that's an advantage.
It's a weatherman.
No, I don't think that.
Why do you think that?
There's been a lot of playoff games in Foxborough.
Yeah.
That weather has been a factor of. I don't know. There's been a lot of playoff games in Denver. I can't really recall one off the top of my head that the weather was a factor in.
Snow?
Here's where I'm going to make Paul mad.
Not snow.
He can't predict the game because he has to wait to see the conditions of the teams. But he knows weather won't be a problem.
I didn't say that weather won't be a problem. I said if you look at the playoff games that, like, when we played there in 05, it was a regular night, it was cold, and it was fine. It's not the kind of, like, the game against Tennessee.
Have they had as many playoff games? Lately?
Absolutely.
Really? At home?
Denver playoff games over the years?
At home.
Yes.
Well, if you go back to previous
That's
stretches.
What I'm talking about. I mean, it's still Denver, whether it was 1985, 1995, or 2005. It's Denver playoff games at home.
Snow's a lot in Denver.
It reminds you how...
Snow isn't necessarily a deterrent, is what I'm saying. It's the winds that
bother
the And
we pick up where we left off yesterday, Fred and Paul.
Yeah. And, well, you know what? I was going to avoid that, but now that you bring it up, why are we even talking about the weather? Because it doesn't matter. They're going to win anyway. So why are we even bothering about it? Why analyze it? Why analyze it?
The fact that they're going to win.
There's no chance they can lose, Olivier, so I wouldn't worry about it. They can't lose. The Patriots can't lose.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So does Fred. So does Fred. At least you're man enough to admit it, Olivier.
Of what?
That they can't lose.
No, they can't lose. You know, they don't realize that, you know, they are responsible for the psyche, for, you know, the happiness, and for the future of thousands and thousands of families of Patriot Nation, and therefore they have a huge responsibility.
That's right. That and the world's going to end.
Exactly. Well, it's tomorrow. So right.
Well, it's already today in some places, isn't it?
That's right. In Australia?
Indeed.
Jan Jakatub should email in.
All right, Olivia. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Merry
Olivia.
Christmas, guys. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Ho, ho, ho. Tell your mother.
Chris with a TIN. Hey, Christian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to extend happy holidays to all you guys over there. You guys are really quite a source of entertainment throughout the year, and it's always nice to listen to you guys. And,
thank
you know, Andy, I know we have our differences, but I like you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You this know, time of year, we break down the differences. The walls come down, and we're all just friends and family.
I have my differences, too, but I don't like him.
Fred, did you exhale yet from that pitcher? Or
I still didn't even really get why you were flexing.
You want to know who the best out of all these looked?
Who?
Paul.
Yeah, Paul looked good.
Paul looked good in that picture.
Why did I look good?
Well, those guys treat it like, you
I saw my belly. I don't think I look good in that picture at all.
You got a good smile, Paul. You get that going for you.
Well, I'm a good look. I'm a good looking guy, Christian.
Paul,
what are you going to do?
You look better than me because I looked like Matt Patricia.
I noticed that Paul likes to have his photo taken. He's a very photogenic guy. He likes.
I'm
to
a
have...
good looking guy. What do you want me to tell you? I
he
can't
really
turn that off.
Room.
Yeah. And great job yesterday on FNM when you called Felger Mez idiots.
Was it idiots or clowns? I got differing reports on that afterwards.
I heard one segment was idiots. You may have called them clowns in another. I don't know. But, yeah, it's always great when you're on there. So.
No, because you know that when you lose to a team the first time, it gives you a better chance to win against that team the second time.
Oh, yeah.
I think they
not opinion.
No, but they came around and agreed with you, though.
No,
the
stats agree with me.
Yeah. He said like 55% or something. He did something.
But I don't even care about stats. It's a completely irrelevant thing.
Yeah.
Right. If you're better than the other team... Chances,
and then, you know, I got to listen to Felger. You know, aside from the Giants last year, has that ever happened to the Patriots? And I'm like thinking to myself, well, let's see. In 05, Denver beat them twice. In 06, Indianapolis beat them twice. In 10, the Jets beat them twice. 11, the Giants beat them. Jeez, that hardly ever happens.
Right.
Like off the top of my head, you just come up with countless times that it happens.
And this is where, you know, I'll step off my Patriots perch and say, you know, everyone says, oh, well, you know, after Belichick sees the team the first time, he can adjust. Well, so can the other team.
Right.
They have coaches, too. They watch the film, too, and they see what, you know, so both teams have the advantage now of having played the other team. And, well, the Patriots haven't played San Francisco in a long time. Well, neither did San Francisco. You know, it's the same for both teams.
Right. They haven't seen that kind of an offense.
Yeah. Right.
They hadn't prepared for that kind of Tom Brady and spread and the hurry-up that they came out with.
Right.
And they hadn't seen any of that.
Now, I will say, one-to-one, Belichick wins that coaching battle against other teams more often than not. But
I would agree with that.
As long as the Giants are eliminated.
But I think as far as...
Well, he said more often than not. He put a qualifier
in. But I think as far as having, you know, the ability to make adjustments off the first game. Both teams are equal.
Right. Well, some of those things get a life of their own. These, like, you know, give Belichick 2 weeks. Who would you rather have?
Right.
Tom Coughlin.
Well, no.
You know, like some of these things people just throw out there. You know, Belichick against young quarterbacks. Yes, Russell Wilson. Like, these things have, like, the idea doesn't always match the specifics
if you go through. Right, and, you know, I agree with that. I would rather have Belichick than probably anyone, including Tom Coughlin. But if their defensive line, if we can't block them, you know, you can scheme all you want, but, you know, it's just eventually you're going to lose a matchup.
Sure.
You know?
I agree. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, there's a matchup involved or a difference in talent involved that it doesn't matter how well you prepare for. You can't overcome it.
You can't.
Now, I'm not saying there are those such matchups right now. I think these teams are very even. Yeah. And when I say these teams, we know who we're talking about, the 5-6 teams that I think have a legitimate chance.
Colts.
No, not one of them.
No, but Pittsburgh, that'd be the team that was.
Yeah, they probably could give the Patriots some problems. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think they would. I said this last night on TV. I think the Steelers would have very slim chance of winning here, but I think if the Patriots play the Steelers, there's a good chance they will not win the Super Bowl. They will not go to.
Because they get beat up?
I just think that's a bad opening round matchup when you're starting a long journey that's good teams. I think that's a bad start. Bad start. And they could win. I mean, if you look at it on paper, what hurts the Patriots? Well, deep balls down the field. Well, they have some receivers that can certainly challenge you down the field. A quarterback that can keep plays alive and make you cover longer. They certainly have the best quarterback in the NFL keeping plays alive and making you cover longer. Their defense can bang you around. I mean, there's reason to pick them. I wouldn't, but I also would not be picking the Patriots every week thereafter.
Just based upon the linebacker position, Heath Miller destroyed them last time.
Yeah.
You know, so Heath Miller would be a worrisome thing for me, but I still think they're the best team in the conference. I agree with you guys. And you know, yeah, is it going to be harder for them? Of course. But in the end, you know.
Week by week. One week at a time.
Yeah, 1 week at a time in the field. That's the whole thing. It's the field. And the field isn't that, I don't think, anybody that I like, oh, my God.
Right.
So.
All right, guys. Christian, thanks. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Melvin's in Tennessee. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Melvin.
So much. Well, happy holidays to you all.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yeah. But I guess just to finish elaborating on that point, although I'm more confident in this Patriots team than any of the past couple of teams, I think, from 14-2 season and 13-3, like you all just said, the road to the Super Bowl, just the difference of, you know, last year with Abai and Tebow coming, and then possibly this year with, you know, Roethlisberger and then Peyton Manning. Yeah. I still think they can do it. I mean, not a doubt in my mind, but, you know.
That's a great point. They opened last January with a pair of byes.
Exactly. Right. That's two free games.
It really was.
Yeah, two free games, and you have Flacco left to go. I mean, and possibly Alex Smith still available. So we missed. I'm not going to dread on that, but, you know, that's a big difference with those quality teams. But only point I had to say was, I haven't went back and watched the San Francisco game. Not yet. I'm just getting back home. But do you all think the offensive line is struggling as well? Is it more of the tackles or is the pressure up the middle? Or what do you all think? Are they struggling at all? I've seen a couple of sacks. I don't know if it was the pressure from the tackles forcing Brady to step up and then it collapsed on him in the middle. I remember seeing that some, but.
A little of both.
The offensive line is,
I think the tackles over the last 3 weeks have struggled.
I was going to say
Miami,
last 2 weeks.
Houston, and then San Francisco. I thought at times they struggled really bad in Miami, and I thought this week was pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
But
less,
you know,
up
a lot
the
of,
middle.
Well, but there was some. Like Paul and I were watching a few where, yes, you have pressure on the edge, and then he goes to step up, and there's also pressure up the middle. There's no way to go.
The second of the two sacks in not the last possession, but after the Niners took the lead and the Patriots moved to midfield and they had two back-to-back sacks, they had a punt. The second one was exactly what Andy described. Guy comes off the edge clean right around Nate Solder. I think it was Ricky Jean Francois. And Brady likes to step up. He knows that's coming. He likes to step up. And Ray McDonald, I think, was coming right up the middle.
Yeah.
And he was going to get there. And Brady had no chance to step around, and he just took the sack.
And even on another one where they beat Vollmer, it was sort of a combo with Conley and Vollmer, wherein they're passing each other off.
Yeah.
There was some sort of miscommunication / they weren't working in sync.
Yeah.
And so I think the offensive line has had a, you know, sort of Ridley-like. You know, Ridley's kind of now have questions about him, and he was good all year. Well, now the offensive line that's been really good all year the last couple weeks has become a bit of a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that might be, you know, the 49ers, look, there's a reason why these guys have all those sacks. Right.
And I mean, Houston.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good defensive front. You've played better talent.
Yeah.
Even Cameron Wake. I mean, you're talking about you've faced three of the top, whatever, five pass rushers in the NFL in a 3-week span with Wake, J.J. Watt, and then Aldon Smith.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm confident against the offensive line with one guy, but it still seems like when there's three or four or multiple guys that, I guess you just like you all just said, that there's no scheming that's going to be able to.
Well, here's the thing, and here's a big question. Is Mankins and Connolly getting healthier every week, or are they just maintaining their injury? That's a big question, because if they're not getting any healthier, I think that adds to my worry.
I think they're maintaining.
But if every week they're getting a little bit healthier, that makes me feel better. Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Mankins told me he's feeling better, and, you know, he's hoping
but he
to,
wouldn't tell you. And well, then after the year, I'll have a leg amputated.
Well, what I'll tell you is, after the interview, he limped away pretty badly. Like,
you know, so
he was,
knows?
Like, dragging
he's
his right leg.
He's never going to tell you until after the year we find out that, you know, he had a knee removed.
They're maintaining. You know? They're maintaining is what they're doing. They are not getting better. And I would say that for not just the guards, but also the tackles on the outside. I think Sebastian Vollmer.
See, that makes me worry.
You should be.
Yeah.
That's why that to me is the biggest issue. The physical capability of them to play up front, and then if they have to play Cincy or Pittsburgh physical fronts, what that does for the next week and the week after. That's a concern.
Right. And they just stand up at the line and really have the offensive line playing a guessing game on who's coming and who's not. So although we've had success against that in the past,
right?
Last time we did, we really didn't have success against them. They seemed to get back there last time. So,
yep.
You know, you really don't want those guys banged up and slow going against that type of front.
All right. Thanks, Melvin.
All right. See y'all later.
All right.
Thanks, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. You know, speaking of picking up blitzes and all that stuff, they were zeroing in on Chris Johnson, who, you know, we look at as he's a runner. You know, we don't really look at his blocking skills. He's a damn good blocker. I mean, when he makes contact with a guy and it's solid contact, it's not glancing blows. He's really a solid blocker, both keeping up, you know, picking up the blitz and in the open field, you know, leading another guy.
Where'd you watch this?
They were just zeroing in on him on the Monday night game. He's a very good blocker, you know, and he's not a big guy either.
No.
So, all right, one more call, and then we'll take a break because food's here. And then after we come back from the break, we'll read the Christmas poem with or without Eric. Eldridge is in North Carolina. Hey, Eldridge.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Eldridge.
Christmas to all y'all.
You
Merry
too.
Merry Christmas, yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, and I'm thinking what y'all are thinking, but since it's decent front, pretty good, but y'all don't think the Denver Broncos front got even better since we played them last defensive one?
They've played better. I don't think they're as good as the other two,
but they're not. They're not as good as Houston and in San Francisco, but they've played a lot better against the run, especially.
But thinking about what y'all just said about the front, about the offensive line, I'm hoping even Cleveland or Kansas City upsets Denver, and we win next two to get the suckers so we can heal a little bit better. And anybody know what timetable Grunt might be coming? If it's going to be during the playoff time, they might use him.
I think you might see him Sunday. You know, I'm not sure. I don't have anybody that's telling me that, but it seems like that's the way they've been trending, is guys that have been out for a significant time, they come back, they practice a little, then they miss another game, and then they practice the next week, and it's a true game-time decision. I think they might.
Unless you're Patrick Chung.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they might. I think you might see him on Sunday, Eldridge.
Okay. Chung's still hurt, too?
No, he's playing, but he's the guy that we think he's going to come back every week, and he doesn't.
Well, Gregory was the same.
Yeah,
maybe it's just the safeties.
Right, right.
So that's another thing that worries me most is the safety play.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, it should. All right, man, thank you.
All right, Eldridge. Merry Christmas,
Eldridge.
All right. That clears out the calls. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, again, Dan Heffron's annual Christmas poem.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. my name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Taranza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE-certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
I had this dream. I was in this, it was sort of like a cafeteria setting with big glass windows, and a lot of people there were people that we worked with and like on the travel party. So we're looking, and there's this weather coming, and it's like dark clouds, and it turns into this tornado. So I'm like, everybody get away from the windows. We get away from the windows, and trees are coming down, but luckily nothing happened. So then that passes, and then we decide that, okay, dinner is coming soon, but a lot of us wanted to work out after dinner, so we're gonna. So this cafeteria turns into a hotel, and now a lot of us have to go up in the elevator to get our gym stuff, because after we eat, we're gonna work out. So we get in the elevator, and it's a bunch of people, and one of them's Gino, and Gino has no pants on, Gino Capoletti, and his unit is attached to his hip.
Hello.
And it was like,
hello.
It was like a weird deformity, like that no one ever knew about. But there it was. It's like, and my thoughts going through my mind was, how does he like explain that to women?
Why are you having dreams about Gino's unit?
Thanks, babe.
It was attached to his hip.
I don't care where it's attached. Why are you thinking about his unit?
I don't know. It was just a weird dream.
That was Story Time with Fred Kirsch.
Next week, you're going to tell Gino this story, right? Please.
No. And you better not bring it up either, Cole.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. Quickly, before we get to the poem, let's get Chester from Portland off the line. Hey, Chester.
Hey, fellas. What's going on? How you doing?
Merry Christmas.
You know, Merry Christmas to you. You know, just one thing this show is great for is post-loss therapy. And this week it goes out to Mr. Kevin Collins for posting the Letterman photo on the Patriots Facebook page. I'm still laughing. Fred, no offense, but you look like a Laker girl hazing project gone bad. And Andy, I love you, man, but you look like the second coming of Rudy Rudiger in that picture. But
it is what it is.
It is what it is, indeed.
He was at Dartmouth, too.
Anyway, guys, I've been catching a lot of your points on the podcast this week. You know, coming off of this loss, obviously, you know, a lot of good, a lot of bad to drop from this thing. What I'm most concerned with here is how do we keep the pencil sharp for the next 2 weeks? You know, I'm looking at, you know, somewhat of an emotional, you know, letdown this week, and, you know, just, you know, facing a really awful opponent more than anything. And this game to me is kind of reminiscent to Houston of 09, you know, and just, you know, you have a hapless team and, you know, we worry about guys getting hurt here. You know, at this point, I don't know, I'm kind of thinking a bye might work against us. I'm worried that our guys are going to be, you know, a little bit lackadaisical going into the playoffs, and I hope I'm wrong here, but just kind of some of the red flags, you know, that I'm most concerned with. But, you know, more than anything, you know, we just got to get our guys healthy here. I'm not opposed to seeing Gronk for just a little bit if he is good to go. But, you know, that's really my point going into this weekend is, you know, how do we stay fresh and how do we keep our guys peaking at the right time? Just knowing that we have you know, a couple of questionable opponents at this point. That's all I got, boys. Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks, Chester.
Thanks,
Chester.
What you do is you rest him this week, and then you rest him for the first half in Miami, and then you beat the snot out of him.
All right, second half.
But I think they're going to absolutely kill the Jags this week. I think they're going to play it real, and I think they have a message to send. I think their egos are a little bit bruised. Okay. I think they're embarrassed, and I think the Jags suck, and that's a recipe for 50 points.
Right. And I think if you listen to Tom Brady yesterday, when he was asked sort of multiple times different ways about putting the loss behind you, if you can learn from a loss, if such a thing is a good loss. And he kept saying things along the lines of, well, it matters how you respond to it, if you learn from it. And what we do in these games shows you what we took from that loss. That tells me that they're taking this game seriously, and I agree with Andy. I think they're going to. I wouldn't be surprised to see like a 35-point lead at the half. I really wouldn't.
60 burger.
Well, I don't know what'll happen in the second half because I think that there might be some sort of team reasons to dial it down in the second half. Not that he doesn't want to run it up or anything, but I'm saying there might be a reason if you have a big lead in the second half at this time of year to say, let's get Logan Mankins out of there. Let's get Brandon Spikes out of there. Let's get Wes Welker up
on him. Engaging where the team is at.
Well, I told you, I think they would kill him with Ryan Mallett.
I do too. I think they'd lose to the Dolphins, but
engaging where the team is at right now. Okay, if the Patriots do come out and just destroy the Jaguars, would you say that they're peaking right now?
I think you can argue that because I think you can argue that the game against San Francisco was against the other best team in football.
Right.
So, any, you know, 31 other teams, had you played the same way, might have been very different. You happen to face a team that's super physical, super talented on defense. Yeah, I think they are building in the right direction. I still have my concerns about the secondary. And that's my one concern going into this game. And I know Cecil Shorts didn't practice. He has a concussion. But he's a big play guy that can get down the field. Justin Blackmon, he took a pass, I don't know, it was last week or 2 weeks ago, you know, just crossing underneath and kind of turned it up the sideline for a big play. They have talented wide receivers who can challenge you. And based on injuries and some continued ineptitude in the secondary, that is still my one concern with the team. And I'm not sure that that area is peaking.
Okay.
But as a team, I think you can argue they're as good as they've been all year.
Okay. I mean, because that's important.
Yeah.
You know, because Chester talks about, you know, how can we make sure that, you know, with these two games coming up, Jacksonville and Miami, that they're going to be peaking going into the playoffs.
Health. I think health is the most important aspect of peaking for them. Yeah. I mean, I think they are so banged up. For example, I don't think the pass rush is peaking. Is that because Chandler Jones is still hurt, or is that because Chandler Jones peaked, you know, in week six?
Right.
And the rookie, you know, you remember, A, is he's an underclassman, a young underclassman. B, he didn't play a full season last year because he was hurt a lot. Has he just sort of blown his proverbial rookie load,
right,
and there's not a lot
and
left?
The tape's out on him, and people know what to expect.
He might also be a little undersized for that spot, and he might be wearing down a little bit. You know, what is he, about 265, maybe 270?
Yeah, he's a thin guy.
And maybe he's lost a little weight during the course of the season.
Could be.
You know,
and that's part of
and
being
that's part
a rookie
of the rookie
and,
wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
B-Lo's here. Hey, B-Lo.
Hey, Fred.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good,
Fred.
Good.
Good to be on.
What brings you to these parts?
Oh, just wanted to chat with you guys
Food.
And say hi. No. That was merely a bonus. I wanted to see you guys and say hi.
Well, your boss just took the food and left.
Well, at least I'm coming and hanging out and saying hello.
Okay.
It's good to be here, Fred.
But Jackie UK's out of practice?
She is.
Okay.
She is. Jackie UK.
All right.
She's out of practice with Scalavino, and, you know, we'll see who else is out there.
So
I thought he came down here to talk smack about our...
Well... It just so happens that I'm playing Kevin in our semifinals of our fantasy football league this week.
Semifinals?
Here comes
Honey B-Lo.
Next year, Fred, that will be my fantasy football team name.
Here comes Honey B-Lo.
It was too late this year. Yeah. Honey B-Lo.
I thought you weren't supposed to like have championship games in the last week.
I mean, I think our league is set up not as common as a lot of others. Usually this is the championship week, but I've
so
seen
who
plenty.
Who effed up? You?
No.
Who set it
I did
up?
Not. Someone else down in our office.
Who?
Nick.
Ray?
Not Ray. But so
Scrappy?
It turns out
I'd let
it would
it
be Scrappy,
if it was
yeah.
Ray.
So it's a semifinals, and I'm the 2 seed. I had a bye last week.
Wow.
And I'm facing the upstart 6-seeded Kevin Collins. So it should be a pretty good matchup.
Did Chuck win any games?
He did win a few games. He made
good.
A late surge, but a little
oh,
too
good.
Late.
I'm glad he did.
A late surge. Yeah, Chuck.
Chuck
you know,
was down.
Yeah. He
early in the year,
out,
I was talking to Chuck a little bit about fantasy. He was down.
Yeah. So what I'm banking on this week, to go a little bit along with what you guys were just talking about, is for the Patriots to truly rest some of their offensive weapons, specifically Wes Welker and Aaron Hernandez, who are on Kevin's roster. So that would behoove me. Lighten the load for Welker. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lighten the load for Welker and Hernandez. But anyways, listen, great to see you guys, really. And the fact that I got some food is merely a bonus.
All right, stop by very rarely.
well, it took me until week 16. So at this pace, week 32, I'll see you.
All right. So
please tell me there's not going to be 32 weeks of the season, please. Anyone?
At most 22, I believe, if I'm doing my math.
I don't know where Eric is with his camel hair coat. you know, so I think we need to get on with the poem.
Okay.
All right. This is the annual Dan Heffron Christmas poem. He listens and is on hand for every show and. Does an amazing job of kind of wrapping up the year in poem form. So here we go. Ready? Are we ready?
Ready.
All right.
Oh.
Now.
You Kevin, weren't ready, apparently.
You were supposed to, like, mark
yep.
this off where you...
Don't worry, just you
oh,
go.
You're not going to do that?
No, you just go with it.
Just go with
I'll
it.
I'll adapt to you, Fred.
Okay.
This ought to go well.
All right, here we go. Now, the meter of this isn't exactly, you know... It doesn't have a lot of rhythm to it, but that's okay.
Neither do you, so it's perfect.
In the offseason, the show had many guests, but was cursed with few surviving. Much like Fred was cursed with an infection because he picked his teeth while driving. Kind of stepped on the line there, Kevin. Gone were guests, Hoyer, Gonzalez, Gallery, Stallworth, and Carter. Allen on IR, Fells and Scott on the bench. At least Mayo was a starter.
Kraft and Mayo go together.
Pro Bowl leader in the voting.
On one show, we were surprised when Adam Schefter called. When Gerard Mayo was in, he pointed out that Eric's bald.
Well, you really went bald there, didn't you?
He also told us that a mystery player used Propecia, but I challenge you to find a rhyme for Propecia. Eric was heading to France, and Andy urged him to visit a pro. Fred's
you
wife
want to make
$5
the hard way.
Fred's wife thought it would be a good idea for Eric to spend the dough.
Andy ran over someone's foot on a Mother's Day run. She was the rude one. He felt the need to shout. Paul showed he could put his foot up to his nose, and that really freaked Fred out. Kid. Fred traded in his Cadillac for a hybrid, so the Cadillac crime fighter went down the disposal. Eric's biggest story from his trip to France was someone else's wedding proposal. Paul was broken up when he learned that Donna Summer had passed away. He also got into an argument with his loan company when they said he didn't pay. Fred said pregnant women shouldn't be allowed out in public, but did he really mean it? Kevin gave away the ending to Ted, saying, "It's been out a week. It's your fault if you haven't seen it."
John, I look like something you give to your kid when you tell him grandma died.
Paul and Andy were in CSNNNE personality contest. For the championship, the two of them would grapple. During the draft, Fred said he didn't know that women didn't have an Adam's apple.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Jeff in Vegas was the victim of listener-on-listener crime when some said he made ears ache. Ray Ray offered herself up to Eric, but he did not partake.
Oh, hot. Want to touch the hiney?
How?
When discussing violence and his kids in sports, Paul got his feelings hurt. Eric's cousin Jessica joined the show, and she got drilled for Eric's dirt.
I have no formal artistic training.
Fred told the story of how he let Giants coach Jim Fossil take the PFW gang's Dells, and Fred gave his endorsement of Fresh Balls to improve your region's smell.
It's a problem men suffer from in silence daily. It's a problem medical science has completely ignored. But I haven't. The problem is sweaty balls.
Speaking of regions, we heard man-grooming reviews and British accents by the dozens. Andy inquired of Jessica if she and Eric were kissing cousins. Andy had a picture jumping into a pool, holding his nose. It sounded like a doozy. Fred had hernia surgery and came in, but left early because he was woozy.
Oh, I feel lightheaded.
Paul says he knew about the Village People's gimmick, he just didn't know right away. Here is the annual shout-out to former PFWers, Shane, Brian, Frank the Tank, Mike, and a sheriff we cannot say. The phasing out of Welker was an early season PFW topic, but that didn't sound like Brady. Three Wise left for a San Francisco internet company that sounded kind of shady.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to stick it in Bill's face every once in a while, so this is definitely a good one.
Kevin Fox said, "Hell yeah," when Fred asked him if the spot was bad. One of those dreams is something Fred says he has never had. Listener, Paulie in L.A. was in a Visa commercial with the Niners, and he gave us all the story. Because of the Are You Reffing Me cover, Fred got punked by Brian Morey. Andy was cut off when talking to a player. The interview was Brandon Lloyd's. Rob Ninkovich told Andy he was bulking up. Is Andy back on roids? No Socks came in and led a discussion that lettuce is only good for holding dressing. Please don't try to stop Eldridge from saying Welcher. That would be depressing.
Eldridge, you made it!
His dry spell was still intact, but Eric met a girl in England. That improved his mood. This poem is brought to you by Subway. As Fred says, Subway fresh, eat your food. My Christmas wish list for the gang. First, Andy, more five-minute Bible studies for his son, though I didn't give it much thought. For Fred, a Dennis Leary film bringing back memories of when he stood at his desk as he taught. Paul would get a Pretty Little Liars Blu-ray disc. I don't care about the cost. Eric would get a GPS because when he's in a bookstore, he'll get lost. Merry Christmas to Fred, Paul, Andy, Eric, Kevin, and all you listeners who get it. Happy holidays to all. Go Pats. And Jets fans, okay, you're suffering enough. Forget it. And that's Dan Heffron's Christmas
well
poem.
Well done, as always.
Thank you, Dan.
So how much did I miss because you had to...
Three quarters of it.
Nice job.
You missed pretty much the whole thing.
Oh, it's not even the second hour.
So you got to mother F me again?
Yeah.
Is that what you do when you're in front of your little
That's
people
what I'm
gonna
out
do. There?
That's what I'm going to do.
You say bad
I'm gonna
things
give
about
you
me?
Mother effing stone cold stunner. That's what I'm going to do.
You say that him, in front
I
of other
you,
people about me?
I told you
me?
A stone cold stunner. That's what I told you he was going to do to you. I said, prepare yourself, Fred.
Yeah. So you mother F me in front of your little people out there? Is that what you do?
I don't have little people.
You act tough in front of Jackie
UK. I'll act tough in front
Mike
of you.
Rodak.
I'll act tough in front of you right now there, big
Whoa!
Man.
And what's that going to get you?
Why don't you get that wrestling uniform back on from yesterday? I'd pay to see this fight.
Why were you in such a rush to do this poem?
When we always do it in the second hour right before picks.
Well, you know, because I felt like doing it, so, you know.
Because it's his show.
Yeah.
Because you said you were going to give him a stone cold stutter.
I think that was a little bit of it.
Yeah.
He didn't care for your attitude.
Yeah, I don't care for your attitude.
Why do you care for breaking tradition?
I don't care for your attitude, so I'll do
That's
what
true.
I want.
Eric's traditionally a douche.
Right.
No. Why this year were you traditionally
going
to break the tradition?
Yeah, why did you decide today to
B-Lo doesn't like confrontation.
Act like
he's running.
Act like a jerk.
Does not compute.
I wasn't acting
That's
like a jerk
you.
About
you. Usually don't do that.
He comes running out to
You're out of character.
He
you're
comes running to me.
Act like a tough guy when you're anything but.
Kevin comes running to me and says Fred's ready to go do the poem, and Andy and I had to convince him not to. Paul, he didn't mention you by name either.
I guess he didn't do a good job.
Who didn't mention me again?
Kevin.
Oh, okay. I'm fine with that, Kevin. I can stay out of it.
He did mention Jackie and Rodak.
I said we were trying to convince him to push it back.
And we may have had you not MF'd him and got him all worked up.
Oh, we had B-Lo here. We have the picks coming up.
In Fred's defense, though, he did wait. He was going to do it right at the start of the show.
Don't be such a punani. Are you running out because of a little fight? This is what this show's all about,
yeah.
Confrontation.
You
only stayed because you wanted to eat.
No, I wanted to talk fantasy. And,
go see Jackie.
I'll go see her.
You know what?
I'll go see her.
Send Jackie over.
Yeah, we'd rather have her here.
Send Jackie over.
That up. See if Ray Ray will come with her.
Yeah, and tell her to bring Ray Ray. Because 4 boobs are better than 2.
All right, good poem. Good poem by Dan Heffley.
And let me just add that I was saying it with a smile, and I was kidding to Kevin.
That's not how it was portrayed.
That's not how
No, I know that's not how it came across.
That's not how it came across.
I said he was going to stone cold stun him. That's what I said.
Yeah, but you said you stone cold stun him.
Okay.
MF-er.
That's my voice, yes.
I think there was even more to it.
Right.
Something MF-er. What was the whole
thing? Yeah, there was a lot of swearing.
Yeah, what was the whole phrase? Yeah.
It was mischaracterized. That's what it was. This guy trying to cause trouble from both sides.
He said you were showing off for Jackie. That's how he portrayed it.
Right. Oh, well.
And were you?
No.
It's okay if you are.
Mary?
No.
As we heard in the poem.
On Thursdays.
Who else?
Psycho. She does her laundry on Thursdays at the dry cleaner down the street from her apartment. Right. If you hide behind the tree across the street, she doesn't notice.
She needed quarters last week.
I hate all of it.
You should.
With a passion.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And let's get to some of those now that we have some time before picks.
Way to break tradition, Fred.
Break tradition.
Break tradition. Yeah, you really threw me for a curveball when right at the top of the show you were like, all right, let's do
you
the
poem.
You
did seem like you were over-anxious on getting it done quickly.
No, I thought we'd, you know, because I didn't know how B-Lo comes in, and that could have been a half hour.
I expected him to babble and fill a lot
of time. I expected him to come in and have a free lunch. That's
I
read this situation.
I wanted to make sure we had enough time for the poem. I didn't want to have to rush it.
You can rush picks.
He threw me for a curveball, though.
We always rush picks.
Yes, which is what
but
we
But I wanted
always
to make sure
do.
We had time, and Paul said he had a big announcement during picks, and I wanted to
I already made it. I said there's a new sheriff in town.
We don't know who yet.
That's called a tease.
I know.
It's not going to take any
I
more
think
time.
If you've been paying attention to the weekly picks, you know who the new sheriff is.
Who's
take,
hot?
It's not going to take any more time.
We know who's hot around here up in this piece. Bitches.
You don't get mad when he says it.
Yeah, I was just going
to get mocking him.
I was actually just going to get mad at him.
Kind of mocking him.
I know, but still.
I wouldn't actually say that in conversation.
Jim from New Hampshire, dear Fred, Paul, and Andy, you guys are awesome. You make my life more enjoyable with each and every PFW
Eric?
In Progress broadcast. You truly are the heart and soul of my workday. And dear E.T., I speak for myself and the rest of Patriots Nation when I say shut the F up.
Oh,
you are a revolving
nice.
Door of suck. The pessimism that comes out of your pie hole is asinine and annoying, to say the least.
That's not nice.
Keep your little gremlin ass at the practices and stop tarnishing the name of three great men mentioned above.
And all this negativity right that's in this town sucks.
Not nice. I can't necessarily
Who's
disagree
that from?
With it.
Jim from New Hampshire.
Not Jason and Sheba.
No. On to my question. Did you boys notice?
That's from some coward who wouldn't have the balls to come down here and say that to my face.
Wow. See, I'm telling you, he's like all this tough guy now.
He's going to get
but
killed.
You know what? In his defense, it's not because Jackie was there, because Jackie's
that's true.
Not here now.
Well, she's listening.
And he's still being a tough guy.
No, I don't think Jackie listens, because if her and Ray Ray listened,
yeah, Jackie does
we'd have heard about it.
If Jackie or Ray Ray listened, I think Andy and I would have
the
been
only hot girl that listens
released
that
by
girl,
now.
That hot girl just tweeted at you again. That Mish one. Check
oh,
it
yeah.
out.
She's hot.
She tweets at you a lot.
Yeah. I think I like her tweets. What do you want me to tell you?
She's got a thing for me.
She's got nice tweets.
On to my question. Did you boys notice that when the timeout was called Sunday night after Brady had snapped the ball and he spiked it out of anger, it almost looked to me that Brady got the fire in his eyes that really changed the momentum of the game. Just looking for your thoughts on that. If we can get Brady that angry in the beginning of every game, I feel we're a shoo-in for the Super Bowl.
Well, that's one of those things, though. You can't be... You can't always be like that. It loses its effect. Well, I do think, you know, those were the examples I gave when that other person said, I don't see the fire in Brady anymore. He's not trying to make tackles on turnovers and all that crap. I think he's had that all season when it's been warranted, when something has set him off.
Yeah, on the field, Brady is as fiery and competitive as ever. That I would agree with Fred about. There's been no change in that.
And he hasn't been fiery off the field in...
A long time.
5 years since he told Marty Schottenheimer to go F himself.
Refresh my memory. When did that take place, that timeout that they gave? Because I want to say it was like 31-24 at the time. Like, in other words, that's not what sparked the comeback. The comeback.
You want to say it, you say it, because you have the best memory of the four of us.
But I don't know exactly.
When it comes to those kind of things.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, if anything of any value, no, I won't remember that. You asked me something that, you know, any... 44-year-old man should know? No, I wouldn't know.
Well, it's like earlier when he was talking about Felger. And I said to him, in 2005, they beat this team. 2006, they beat this team. 2007, those are just off the top of my head. And I'm thinking, well, the top of your head's like a fucking freaking media guy.
Nobody sorry, does that more often than him. I'm sorry.
The show before Christmas.
But listen.
My bad. I'm worked up today. I told you, I'm on
Fred,
edge.
Fred, it'd be one thing if there was anger.
Right.
Where does that anger come? Just because I'm like
potty mouth.
Because I'm a moron and I remember these nonsensical
and
things.
And then he hits the mic.
It makes him angry?
Well, I didn't mean to say it.
It slipped out.
I know, but you were angry. That's why you said it.
You know, like, I'm angry. You know why I'm angry.
You get all worked up. Why don't we talk about your anger?
Andy's angry. Well, first of all, let me get Jeff in New Brunswick wonders if Vito Stellina will be.
Yes.
On
yes, he will be.
He if will he's be still alive by Sunday,
he will be on.
He will be on.
Did you guys read that link, by the way, I sent to you?
No, the one about the porn?
Yeah, he tweeted a story.
I think he's done that before.
He tweeted a story that was supposed to be like a link to one of his, you know, blog posts or whatever.
And it was porn?
It was a porn link.
It was like busty blonde getting banged.
Are you
going to
ask him about it?
Can I see that?
I should go back and look at that. Go look at the email.
We'll see how it goes. If it spirals out of control, we might as well.
Right. If he starts like getting
if the roof is already on fire, let's burn the whole damn building down.
My first question is going to be, does the communication go down out and down in Jacksonville?
this new digital communication, how has that affected Patriots game?
So, Vito, should we expect the communication to go out at any point during the game on the Patriots sideline?
Andy's all upset because of dog rescue people.
Are idiots. And they make you jump through hoops to try to rescue a dog that otherwise could be taken out behind a barn and shot or left in a field somewhere to die.
Let's see if he gets an F-bomb here.
They're doing a background check on you.
They called all three of my neighbors.
Yeah.
You have to give a vet. It's like a 20-page form you have to fill out, first of all, with everything that's ever been known about you and whatever. And then, you know, they called the vet, and our cat, who's a house cat, has never, ever gone outside our house, hasn't been to the vet since 09 or 08 or something, but had all her shots before then, whatever shots she needed as a kitten. And,
right.
And because of that, we can't get a save a lab.
Well, it's not...
And the woman gave my wife a ton of tone in emails about, you know, I love my cat, so I take my cat's a house cat too, but I take her to the vet every year to make sure. And all states require that you get rabies vaccinations for every blah, 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 blah. How's the cat going to get rabies if it never leaves the house?
Well, they don't know that.
I just told them that.
Well, they can't take your word for it.
Why?
Because people lie.
It's stupid. It's stupid. You just did a background check. I'm not having dog fighting in my house. The neighbors are telling you we're good people. We're middle class. We have the money to pay for a dog. And if I can't adopt a dog as a pure middle class person with two kids, a young family, a new house, and a nice piece of property, then who the bleep can? Well, because if you're poorer than me, you're not looking to pay $400 in adoption fees. And if you're richer than me, then you're going to go out and get yourself a $2,000 purebred lab.
What should be the procedure for adopting a dog?
There should be some procedures. Okay. But it shouldn't be harder than adopting a child or having a child or buying a car or buying a home or doing all these things that I've done in my life that have not been as difficult as trying to get my son a damn dog.
If you have a pulse, you should be allowed to adopt a dog.
It's ridiculous.
If you're willing to adopt a dog, you should be allowed to. How's that?
Aren't they trying? They tell you, we want trying to save these dogs. They tell you, don't go to puppy mills. Don't go out and buy one because you're just fueling puppy mills that are bad for the pet industry.
And you certainly don't have to do that when you buy one at a breeder. They don't look at all the background checks.
They just want their $900 or $1,500 bucks or whatever the cost is for the dog. Right. And it's like they're forcing me to go to a breeder. Yeah. I know where I can get a dog tomorrow.
Right.
That's $950 or whatever.
Right.
But I was thinking, I'll try to save one.
Yeah,
you know, why not? You can get a puppy. You wait a little longer. I'll go through this. You still pay money. It's still $450 or whatever.
I agree with that. It should be no harder than buying a dog through a breeder.
Right. And it's 10 times harder. Right. And beyond that, even if they had certain things you had to check off, the biatch, the giving my wife tone about like this condescending, well, I love my cat. So I screw you. We love our cat as much as anybody. It never leaves the house. It's fine. It's very happy. Don't be judging me.
I think you should write them a letter and saying I'm thinking.
Save
of,
a lab.
I'm
Don't ever of, go to them if you're trying to adopt a dog. Save
of,
a lab.
I think I'm sending. I'm thinking of sending the same letter to the Globe or the Herald. Or
you should. They're a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you're forcing people who are trying to do the right thing to not do the right thing. You're making it so hard. And as I said, if we can't adopt a dog, like I do, we do well enough financially. Like we're middle class. We're not rich. If, as I said, if we were rich, I would go buy the biggest, coolest dog I could get for $5,000-$10,000 from some fan. But we're not. You know, we just want a normal dog, a lab or a retriever, a mix. I don't care. The only thing is we want a puppy. The kids want a little puppy.
Fred, why is he doing well enough financially? What have you doing to him that you're not doing to Eric and I?
No, you know what I'm saying.
He doesn't have a mortgage.
You do shut up. You do very fine financially, too. We all do fine financially. We can have puppies. We're doing decent. We're middle class until we fall off the fiscal cliff and Obama ruins the country, but that's a side topic for a different day. Right now, I'm ranting about Save a Lab, and it's an embarrassment. They force you to do the wrong thing. Even my wife said, maybe we should just screw it and go to the breeder and buy a dog. Well, yeah, that's how you're making us feel when we're trying to do the right thing.
Right.
It's a joke.
Yeah, this. I wonder if it's just this place that you're dealing
with. Well, this is the place she chose. She saw some puppies and she...
Yeah, because the people across the street, I don't think they have a couple that they saved, and I don't think...
Well, that's the other thing. We went to our local one,
and
you can't adopt if you have children under 8 or 10 or something.
Huh.
Because I'm guessing some once upon a time, somebody adopted one, it bit a kid, they sued, so now no one who has a family can adopt a dog from the local shelter.
Jeez.
Like,
Indy, I don't think
they should just have you sign a waiver that
you're
on
I'm not
going
to sue you. Here's my $400. I'm not going to sue you. Give me the damn puppy.
Right.
So you don't have to kill him. And you know, you're helping the process now. Because now, if you keep him longer, you have to get more money, donations, trying to feed him and shelter him. I'm trying to give the dog a nice home.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do. It's a win-win for all involved.
I think you show up there in person and just go bat, you know what.
Well, no, because then I'll get arrested or something.
No,
but
I don't mean, you know.
I just, well, I can't trust
myself.
Literally
brings a bat.
I'll be like opening dog cages and creating a riot and dogs everywhere.
Run!
Seriously.
Dog anarchy.
And the thing that really set me was the tone in the email. You know how Chris Ferrera often gets in trouble with tone in his emails? Yeah. Well, this lady, Shanisha, Shoshana, something, had some serious tone in her email and like three or four back and forth with, and I would have told her off. My wife was very nice. I'd be happy to take the cat to the vet if that, you know, if this is a make or break thing. You know, I didn't know it was a big deal. My vet told me X, Y, and Z. And the woman just continues to give tone and be bitchy and snobby.
So wait, the only thing holding this up is your cat didn't get vaccinations?
This was in, like, the first email was, I called your vet reference, period. Spice has not been in since 2009, period.
Yeah,
that's it.
You're better off not
could
even
you explain
telling
this?
You have a cat.
Right. You should have just lied.
Right.
Because we were open and said, yes, we have a cat. Here's a vet that we've used. What if we had said we have no pets?
Right.
So I don't have a vet.
Right.
You know, this is one in the phone book that we'll use. It's down the street. You know, we could have just done that, you know, given them a local vet in Dartmouth. They would have called it and said, oh, yeah, that's a vet in Dartmouth. They've never been in. We don't know them because they don't have pets. You know what I mean? But because you're honest and say, yes, we have a cat, you get screwed.
So if you just take the cat to the vet and...
Well, I don't know now. Now my wife's going back, and now my wife's a little annoyed because she's had like five emails back and forth.
I would go the Andy route. I know this is not going to be surprising to anybody, but I would not buy. I would not go for this place.
Now,
on pure principle.
I'll tell you what I want to do.
I don't care if they were going to give
it to me. But you've seen Anchorman? He punted Baxter. I want to punt Baxter just for the woman's sake and show the dog die in front of her because, God forbid, I didn't have my cats.
They could offer me the dog for free, and I wouldn't take it after that.
It's ridiculous.
But, you know, I tend to be a little stubborn.
Right.
And I tend to be a little hot under the collar at times.
I don't think it's just your place, though, Andy.
It's ridiculous.
My dad tried to get me one when I was little, and he just says,
and again,
that.
Your dad is an airline pilot. You do very well.
Yeah.
You show me your house. You're right on the ocean and all this stuff.
Mom's a teacher.
Right. Yeah. And these people can't get a dog.
Yeah.
You can't adopt a dog.
No, so when we got our last one 3 years ago, he just said, F it.
Right, and bought it.
And he went and spent $800
right,
at
and
a
which
woman,
is what,
like, you know, in a town that had puppies.
Well, something has to be done there. I mean, this
I
is,
agree. This is a major problem. Fiscal cliff
problem.
One.
There's no way.
Adopting puppies too.
There's no way it should be easier just because you spend twice as much money
right.
to get a dog at a breeder than at a...
Especially when they tell you...
That's ridiculous.
They don't yeah. want the money being funneled into that because that produces, you know, breeders that are shady, that, you
right.
know, aren't doing things well because there's quick money in it.
Right.
You know why there's quick money in it? Because you make it so damn hard to do it the right way.
Yeah.
I
if people are willing to pay double face value for a
right.
dog just to avoid you, then
yeah.
you know you're doing something.
You're not doing a good thing for anybody involved if that's the case.
Something has to be done then.
Ridiculous.
Something has to be done.
And how many references did you need to have Jackson and Sydney?
Right.
Just out of curiosity?
None. How Zero.
Many, did you have to go to your three neighbors
nope.
to
right.
find out
nope.
permission?
Nope.
Yeah.
It's
now that's where we should have background.
Yes.
Before you have a kid, should you have a kid?
I don't want to joke about it, but it's easier to buy a gun than it is to get a puppy.
That's right.
I could go over to Bass Pro, get a gun.
Right.
But I can't get a puppy, can't get a something to pet and sleep with my kid at night.
Yeah.
Now I'm really done.
All right.
And amazingly, he used like bleep and
yeah.
you know,
well,
when he was talking about me coming up with games off the top of my head, it was
that's how it always with like the three times I've done it. Remember when it was Eric listing the famous people at his school and I said, who the F is that?
Right.
Like it's just flippant automatic reaction.
So Andy, are you skeptical that are you going to get this thing for Christmas morning?
No. We've kind of put that off because the process had become such an issue.
But the idea was to like have him wake up.
Well, he asked Santa for
I woke up. I remember.
That's sad.
Yeah, and this woman has that on her conscience, Shoshana or whatever your name is.
Well, why don't you get this social security number out there while you're at it?
I'm gonna. I think it's Save a Lab. I want to badmouth them specifically.
No, I meant the individual person.
I think all our
I want you to slander her too.
Should email Save a Lab and say that their policies are ridiculous.
But I'm wondering,
yes,
Andy.
Save a Lab, and her name is. Is Shoshana. Shoshana at Save a Lab.
That figures.
Save a Lab MD at gmail.com. Save a Lab MD at gmail.com.
They're just going to get a ton of spam.
Good.
I know.
PFW Progress emails going.
Never
right
getting
to
a
that.
Dog now.
That's
no,
all
but
right.
I'm wondering.
That $900 ready.
I'm wondering if my dad used the same because we got a lab.
I showed
woke
them.
Up on Easter morning in the lab. It was a puppy lab, was in the actual like Easter basket. And like popped out of the bath. I remember
that's
like
kind of what we wanted to do.
Yeah, I was like 5 years old. It was like the coolest thing.
Did you
ever.
Cry?
No, I was the cool. I was so happy. You
kidding? Probably
I
the
was
opposite.
So
he probably jumped through the roof.
Yeah,
well,
I
mean,
so
cry
happy.
And joy. I mean,
yeah, like yeah. Eric does.
Like no, those.
I think I just went.
America's
nuts.
Funniest videos they show. They just start kids right. just start crying and right. stuff.
The right. louvers.
They're overcome. All right, good stuff.
Eric was just like off eating, just looking at his face.
It takes an ugly turn.
All of a sudden, I turned from Shoshana to Eric.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
I think something needs to be done there. If that's widespread, if it's not just Save a Lab, that's the process.
It seems well,
it's ridiculous.
Just based on some of the applications that we didn't fill out but looked at other websites, and they all have these ridiculous applications for references and vets, and you know, a lot of them require in-home visits, and they come and they have to watch the dog. See, and that was another one. Well, we're trying to get a present for our son. We don't, you know, there's a certain thing we want to do that.
Oh. John in New Mexico writes in, hey, gentlemen, thanks for the awesome shows. Have you all seen the Eastbound and Down shows on HBO? It's super hilarious. I just figured Kevin would have a field day with the audio clips. I've never seen the show.
I have. It's pretty funny.
I've seen it. I don't like it
it's
as
not
much
the greatest
as
thing
some
in the world.
People,
it's all right.
Do.
Also, the Patriots are in a tough spot right now with all the injuries and two games remaining. I'm concerned with the O-line. However, I will remain positive until I poop myself. In regards to not having two playoff buys, my fellow coworkers always say, to be the best, you have to beat the best.
Woo!
So,
Sometimes, unless the best loses, then you beat the second best or the third best.
Robert says,
did you guys see, speaking of woo,
yeah.
the new Gronk commercial for, what's it called, Body Armor, that drink?
Yeah, super drink.
When he spikes the Gatorade, he goes, woo! Just like Ric Flair. Every one of his little things ends with him looking like a wrestler, like it's the end of one of those interviews. It kind of looks like it's in his house, too. Like, some of the remember when he was, like, curling? It kind of looks
blank walls.
Yeah, well, now it looks like they just decorated it a little bit. But although, I don't know, I guess he wouldn't spike a Gatorade bottle in his house.
Did he have
although he probably
would.
Forget
he probably
it.
Would.
Andy says, Robert, you're preaching to the choir. You're so right. If you want to get a rescue, it's so difficult. Here in Las Vegas, after the non-refundable deposit, application, and in-home visit, you may be allowed to adopt.
This is like a scam. Yeah. We've unearthed a scam.
Fat Pat says, I've been listening to the show since 07, and this is the first time I ever agree 100% with Big Head on anything. Preach, Andy.
I appreciate that.
Well done, Fat Pat.
Well, backhanded, but I appreciate it.
I like it.
Nick says, in Victoria, nice. Yay, Andy. I've been waiting all season to hear you drop the F-bomb. Merry Christmas.
Well, you can thank Save-A-Lab for that.
Merry Christmas to me. No, this was before that.
You dropped it before that rant.
I was
friend.
Mad upstairs when I started getting these emails from my wife. That fueled that. It was sort of, you know, in my subconscious.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we have? RJ in Colorado?
Probably Colorado, but.
He says, quick note, living in Colorado, I can, but he said Colorado.
You know how they send those emails and your brain can actually, you only need like two letters and your brain figures out what it is? You must fail those miserably.
No, no, no.
Because when there's one letter off, you are thrown completely
one
off.
One letter is K-I-L-L-A-R-A-D-O. That's one letter off.
He probably, does he explain it in the email?
Yeah, is he trying to like make a funny on Colorado, Colorado? You know, like we're going to beat Denver?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Give him the benefit of the doubt and make
he says,
not a,
he says
you
the
know,
wind can
really
get
really tasteless joke.
He says the wind can get crazy out there, talking about weather.
Nah, Paul
the wind
says it
coming
doesn't.
Off the mountains has the ability to get wild. However, it's not an everyday thing. I'm sure Paul has been here four times, so he knows that.
No. I agree with the way he just explained it as a guy from
this'll
Denver.
This will be another rant. Go!
No. I'm backing him up 100%. The way he just explained it is exactly the way I – and I'm not going off of being there. I'm going off of – John Elway played 8,000 playoff games in Denver. I can't recall a single one that was overly affected by weather. Whereas I can name like five that Tom Brady played here that have been.
True.
That's all I'm talking about. But I think that just the way he explained it is exactly how I think of Denver.
John writes in, last night after I finished up my workout at the dump gym down the street from Gillette, I was shuffling up the steps.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. I was shuffling up the steps towards the locker room with my head down. All of a sudden, I decide to look up, and I realize I'm about to slam into PFW's own Andy Hart. I did a quick sidestep to avoid a collision, but it was pretty close. While not as exciting as exhilarating as seeing B-Lo or Christina Acra on the elliptical, it made my night.
Figures
so
B-Lo was on a
that?
Girl's workout. I kind of remember
into
walking
somebody?
Into a guy who was taking the entire staircase. So I'm guessing that's him.
That started Andy's rant.
I do recall that a little bit, though. I don't know if it's a dump.
No,
it's a little harsh. I mean, it's a gym. Not
yeah, I don't
frills.
Mind. I don't mind.
You've never stepped in a gym.
A Spartan gym. I'm telling you, I can't wait to this.
His new thing is, I can't wait till you're my age.
I can't wait till he does it.
Because you'll be dead, so you'll never know.
I told him this morning he's not going to make it. His head's going to explode.
Well, you're certainly not going to make it until I'm your age.
So I'd be about 70?
You'll be dead.
Yeah.
Why?
How many people shaped like him you see around at 70 plus?
A million.
No.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't
Thank
see
you,
fat
Eric.
Old people.
He's not that fat.
Eric's No, but in general, you don't see old people who are fat. It just
not like
happen.
Fred, though.
Paul's getting worried, though.
I'm sorry I don't swim at the Y every Wednesday.
This is utterly ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous, Fred,
Good job,
that people would say that.
I
find it extremely
what
offensive.
What Eric says is true. If you go into the
fat people, not people that need to lose 30 pounds.
When you go
I'm talking about fat people.
No, when
you don't
in,
see a lot of old people
like that.
When
you go into
like
those
that.
Senior homes, you don't see a lot of overweight people. But they're 90. You know, yeah. You don't make it to 90. Absolutely.
I don't know if you make it to 75.
I don't want to make it to 90.
I don't know a lot of.
How old are you?
90.
How old are you?
50. 51.
Exactly. 51.
Such arrogance.
So
he's so mad.
So 17 years from now,
yeah,
you'll be 68.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll look
Maybe
you up.
We won't.
You saying it's a coin flip, Andy?
I think it's like a Bill Belichick questionable.
Are you saying he's not going to make it to your age?
He won't. No.
You don't?
His head will explode before. It's an ever-expanding head. It can only get
it's like
so
the universe.
Big.
It's rapidly
yeah,
expanding.
It can only get so big.
It's not getting
before
any bigger.
Before we have the Big Bang.
Kevin liked that one.
I'll still
Paul's
be alive,
just
but I'll just have no hair left, so it'll be fine.
You'll have the Big Bang and like pictures of breasts will come out of his head.
He grows a boob out of the side of his head.
Mike and Maryland.
Eric, we really, would be a big bang.
We really had to get the poem in early. We would have never had time for any of this.
No, I know. Well,
thank
it's
goodness
really,
we
yeah,
did.
Thank God.
Mike in Maryland says, today's show has been incredible. I'm loving it. The decision to do the... No, he didn't say that. You guys have such a great dynamic. I've been losing it laughing at work. But hey, let's take it easy on Escal. Whoever the brown noser was that tore him apart to worship the three of you was absurd. I love some Eric bashing as much as the next guy, but let's just relax. He brings an important part to the show, being the brunt of every joke. We don't need him to tell him he should stay at practice. Keep up the excellent work and Merry Christmas.
Speaking of practice...
was Tom Brady at practice?
Yeah, he was. I mean, who cares about that, though?
Who else?
I wasn't everybody worried. Else except for Mike Rivera.
No Bombo again.
So,
Bombo hurt.
Bombo hurt. I probably should know the answer to this, but I'm not going to pretend I do. Did he get hurt?
Yes, against the Niners.
So, Spikes may
left
not
ankle.
Have played.
Left ankle.
No. I don't think he didn't get hurt early.
Oh, okay. Rivera. Not when he's left the game.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He got hurt in a special teams play, I think, late in the game.
Okay.
But the, relatively late.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Spikes what are you doing having Mike Rivera playing special teams?
Spikes would have come in, I think, when he came in.
I said that the other day when...
You are utterly hilarious sometimes.
The right tackle on San Francisco's punt team goes by the name Patrick Willis. Like, is there any more important player good... I mean, arguably, he's like one of the top five defensive players in football, and he's covering punts for them. So
by the way, I meant to tell
Bill's
you...
Bill's not the only one who does it.
Patrick Willis the other night, it was either him or Bowman, but I think... I'm pretty sure it was Willis, had a Foxy Lady t-shirt on.
Really?
While he was doing his post-game interview.
Oh, they do stay in Providence, the visiting team.
They did. They stayed right
That's
down.
One of those, if you lose the game... Don't put the Foxy Lady shirt
I mean,
on.
I don't. It didn't say Foxy Lady Rhode Island, or
well,
it just
I mean,
said Foxy
it's the
Lady.
Only one.
I don't know. Well, strippers. Strippers.
No,
can you let
it
us
just
know?
Said Foxy Lady. That's
Are
it.
There other Foxy Ladies that Patrick Willis may have gone to, or is it likely that
I
he received
it.
His Foxy Lady t shirt at the
Saturday
Foxy
night
Lady
in Providence?
Saturday night.
My guess is that.
Or Friday night. I don't know when they
he
came
did it.
In.
Yeah, he got it.
Might have been Friday.
On this trip.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say it was Friday.
I was going to ask him about it, but you know, wasn't so sure we were boys, you know.
I'm pretty sure you weren't.
not like Paulie in L.A.
Very nice guy. Yeah. Like,
well,
because exactly. I care.
Now that could have been an icebreaker.
There was too many.
You know
yeah.
that guy that hugs
guy
you
that
in that
commercial?
He's friends with us.
That's all I could think.
Yeah, that's
here's,
an icebreaker.
What happened?
Well, and then after that, you say, "Foxy Lady, Providence."
Andy, I had the whole thing
nice
in my head.
Nice to see you there on Friday night.
Right. I had the whole thing in my head, what I was going to do. I walked up to him.
And it stayed in your head.
I walked up to him and he said, let me get dressed.
He was naked?
Not naked, but naked. He wasn't, you know, he had no shirt on. He was putting his sock. He was getting, you know, when they go back on the plane, you know.
You could have said, is that what you said to the woman?
He was putting his Foxy Lady shirt on.
So he
now,
said,
isolated,
he said, let me.
That's a weird comment. I walked up to him and he said, let me get dressed.
So he says, let me get dressed. Give me a minute. So I went over and I talked to Carlos Rogers, a couple other people, and I was with a bunch of the groups, big groups around people. And then I came back because at this point now, he's basically just sort of, you know, doing the preparation that you get. You know, the creams are very big among the NFL players, you know. They got to get the lotion.
If I should
the
add
lotion,
creams
the lotion,
to my...
Put the lotion in the basket! The lotions and the creams had to come out and stuff. So it looked like he was ready, well, at least another 10 minutes. You know, he's completely dressed now.
He's a pretty big guy. He's a lot to lotion and cream.
And he's just sort of primping is the best way I could put it. And I started thinking to myself, he's not going to talk to me. He just told me that to get rid of me. He's like, you know, never mind.
Maybe he was primping to kill time until you came back to talk to him.
No, I was. I'm waiting all this time.
And did he have his back to you? Or?
No. He knew I was there. And as I'm standing
damn,
there,
damn honky came back.
And I, you know, I gave him, you know, I sort of stepped back and gave him, you know, gave him space, Fred, because I didn't want to be right in the space, you know, while he was getting dressed.
While he was lubing.
And then before you know it, you know. 1, 2, 8, 10. Now there's a group. Everybody's around.
So
right.
You can't do the personal
so
thing. Yeah.
The whole Paulie in L.A. thing is I don't want to do that now. I don't want to take up anybody's time. And I
so he was wearing a Fox Lady shirt under his suit?
He didn't have a suit on. But he had maybe they don't have to wear suits. So they don't have to wear suits home, I don't think. We don't have to wear suits.
Our players
home.
Don't do that
either. Our players don't wear
well,
suits.
Well, some of them
home.
Not
some
on
them,
the way
some
home.
Some of them do.
Some
but
of them
they don't
do,
have
but
to.
They don't have to.
I was talking to a couple San Francisco guys before the game, and these are guys that don't normally travel with them, and they're like, "Yeah, we stayed in Providence. I guess they didn't want us in Boston." You know, I go, you know, less to do. I go, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to do in Providence. I go, have you ever heard of the Foxy Lady? He goes, oh, isn't that the place that Mo Vaughn used to go to? So in San Francisco, they've heard of it, you know?
So see, it's got to be the Foxy Lady.
Were
they here Friday?
I'm all in for
I don't know. Did they come
especially
yeah, they
if
came
they,
a day early.
Especially so, if they came Friday.
See, I have no problem with that.
They
he should not Friday. Be there Saturday night. I have no problem Friday.
Yeah, they came Friday. Treats. In,
and they came Friday.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Treats in L.A. and Peabody says, 1 minute of B-Lo is one too many. Stop by very rarely. Indeed, mostly joking.
Okay. Mostly that up.
Stripper sends us the logo for the Foxy Lady, so Paul, you can compare that later on. And
I'm saying it was it.
I had to like be. I told you. I'm
you
all
see,
in.
It was a fishing boat with some missing fishermen out of Gloucester called that was called the Foxy Lady 2, I think. Which was also
that recently, Andy?
This week's news or something. Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
And which was also the one in New Bedford that got shot up, so they changed the name. It was also the Foxy Lady and whatever.
Brooklyn Matt says, "Hey Andy, nice F bomb. That was my early Christmas present. Too many 5-hour energy wreaks havoc with your already childish level of self-control. Secondly, as the self-appointed president of the Eric fan club, I have to say, Eric, stop trying to sound tough. It's embarrassing for both of us. And lastly, to Paul
yeah, you and
Fred,
your gay lover.
Merry freaking Christmas, cheese
lover.
Whizzes.
Him, not you.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Yes.
That is not this, the logo that Stripper sent is not the
but they have a million, I think. Like, I used to have... Every time you go, you get a different one. Like there was like a John Deere Fox.
And you had a lot of them?
Oh, yeah. I told you, we used to do like the monthly strip club run. We'd get a limo and all of the guys would go to the strip club.
You went to a strip club every month?
I don't know,
by
every
limo?
Month, in the summer.
Strip of the month club?
Yeah, we just, really? There'd be like 8 or 10 of us. We'd get in a limo and have fun.
Really? I've been to strip club maybe 4 times.
We know, you're I above know, it. You're too cool for it. You're
cerebral.
Sophisticated. Sorry. Just, go hang out with Brad Johnson and play tennis.
It's window shopping. It's window shopping.
Fred goes to the
this
real
is the
deal.
Angriest show Andy's ever had.
The Super Bowl winning quarterback?
No. No, a different Brad Johnson.
I know.
You cast our Mickey.
I know who he is. I'm just trying to, for the listeners' sake.
He just pulls in innocent bystanders. It's like, yeah.
That's the beauty of the anger. It's another one of those sprinkler offense days.
I don't say anything that's untrue. He was a tennis buddy.
Yeah, but
yours.
Why are you bringing him up?
Because while we're doing strip clubs, you're sophisticated in playing tennis. It was an example of you doing a pastime that is highbrow.
Well, I do a lot of other things besides that. Why
and
that?
They're all highbrow.
Oh, okay.
You playing tennis was the first thing that thought highbrow.
Nice
me.
Backup.
You know,
Travis
cleaning your gutters
beep,
with your
beep, beep,
no. Nixon.
Beep.
Yeah. Brad Johnson seemed like a very nice man. I never really spoke with him.
Travis but. And Collierville, the Vikings have been playing fairly well and with playoff hopes to fight for. Isn't there a chance they can play Houston tough enough to win?
Yes.
Then after one hard-fought game, Houston plays a division game, which could have seeding implications for Indy. Not saying it's a lock by any means, just saying there's a chance.
Yes, there's a chance.
There's a chance that Houston could lose their last two games. But
there's also a chance that the Patriots, who have only swept the division once, lose to the Dolphins.
It's
correct?
True.
There's no better chance of Houston losing one of those games than the Patriots.
Right. In all these years of Patriots dominance, they've only had a 6-0 record once in the AFC East.
Now, in all likelihood, you know, none of it's going to happen, whatever. But, I mean, you have to look at the chances of... And, the other aspect we talked about is the Adrian Peterson thing. Like, there's a chance he doesn't get his record because the Vikings are trying to win games instead of just give him the record. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on in some of these games.
Kevin, the bad Kevin, writes in, Merry Christmas, fellas, and Eric. Short and sweet, thank you, Andy, for the F-bomb. That made my day. I'm giving finals at school, and the kids stopped and stared at me because I laughed out loud. I have my headphones on so they can't hear
he's
it, but that was effing awesome. What a Christmas present for the PFW listeners. F the Broncos.
He said he was giving
finals.
Yeah, so but he I was still at, don't I mean, feel like he should be listening to our show while giving finals.
Meanwhile, the kids are exchanging answers.
Right. Well, you can't look and listen at the same time?
No, I could see like a little
classical
music. When
you listen to
us
with headphones, you have to have your eyes closed.
Okay.
Good. You have to envision.
I don't know. It just seems
good
a little
to
weird.
Know. I don't think it's weird at all.
I still love these situations where people are listening to us, like on buses, planes, you know, random places where they crack up and then look like idiots.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
All because you can't control your tongue. Rob Gronkowski on NFL Network.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Dan and Harriet. Hey, Dan.
Afternoon, guys. How are we all doing today?
Good.
Good.
Well, I wanted to call in because I might have a solution to Andy's dog problem.
Uh-oh. What?
Well, tools like the Seeing Eye, which is where I got Harriet, in a lot of cases, for one reason or another, a lot of dogs don't make it through the program, and people have the opportunity to adopt those dogs.
Yeah, I don't know if this was one of those, but my wife had looked into that. Mm-hmm. Some of them were failed trained dogs.
Service dogs, right.
Yeah, they're still like...
No, they're wonderful. Yeah. They're wonderful
no,
dogs.
I
wonder if that hurts their confidence.
No, but they have to be like elite. It's like saying you failed to be a Navy SEAL.
Exactly,
you could still be a great soldier.
You could still be in the military.
You're just not the...
Yeah, Kellen Winslow.
1% of 1%. Because they can't... Like, those dogs have to be perfect.
Oh, I know.
If you, like, flinch when a bird flies by, you're out. You have to be, like, dead set focused on your job.
And you have a well-trained dog, a house dog.
You end up with a genius.
That's right.
Yeah.
In many cases, that's right. And you're still getting a dog that's, a very well-trained pet.
Right.
And it's probably more money than a rescue dog, but you're saving money on
a great idea.
Training.
I know Dieter's looked into it. I don't know if this was one of them or what. She's looked into a bunch of them, but she did look into that through some place, I think, in Rhode Island that houses them temporarily. The only problem there is I don't think it'd be a puppy because it would already be trained.
You're probably getting a dog that's like 1 to 2 years old. But, they're usually very well-behaved with children.
Right.
And, the only situation is, don't ask them to cross a busy intersection with you. But
I would be like that husband that hits the lottery and he says to his wife, you're never going to have to work again. That's what I would say to the dog. You come in here, you're never going to have to work a day in your life
again. And the dog goes,
And I'm not one to suggest, don't take rescue animals because I think that's important. But in some cases, I had a cousin that had a rescue animal. And some of these dogs are frightened of people.
Right.
Because maybe they had an abusive owner or something. And
right.
This situation, it actually ended in tragedy, unfortunately. But it's just something to think about. That's all I have. So you guys have a happy holiday, and I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
That's Dan lightening things up.
I love this show.
No, ending in tragedy.
Well, yeah, the ending in tragedy was sort of a downer, but I love this show for that reason. Fred, you say this all the time.
Yeah.
Whatever we talk about, someone is there to help us.
We're a community.
We have an expert on the line.
We are a community.
Someone to help us
we
all
are
the time.
A community of friends and Patriots fans. And Paul.
Right.
I'm friendly with everybody.
I know.
You're not
friends, Patriots fans, and Paul.
I didn't say that. I said I'm friends with everybody.
Adam writes in, after last week's bad performance against the 49ers, turnover, bad D to a rookie quarterback, poor offensive play calling, etc., where do you believe we stand in the race to the playoffs? The amazing performance against the Texans seems like a flash in the pan. If a team can score 4 passing TDs with a rookie quarterback in poor weather, we are screwed. Also, being shut out of the end zone until the third quarter was unacceptable. On the bright side, let's flog the Jags this week.
You will.
See, this is what I'm talking about, though, Paul.
That's one on your side, Fred, and I think that's a ridiculous point of view. Why is the Houston win a flash in the pan, but the San Francisco loss wasn't a blip on the radar?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Now, I don't necessarily think that either one of them was the extreme that it was made out to be. I think that there is elements of what San Francisco does on defense that is similar to what the other teams that have stopped the Patriots or slowed them down a little bit, like the Giants, like the Jets, like this year Seattle in Arizona way back. They have that physical defensive front. They don't have to blitz a lot, and they're able to slow you down and by playing tough man-to-man defense. There's elements that would bother me if I was the Patriots offense. But why is the Houston win a flash in the pan? They killed Houston.
Right.
There was nothing fluky about that. They just killed them.
You want some real speed, Paul?
No, I don't. I just watching you pick it apart.
Yeah, you
like,
were
like a dog.
Fondling it. Now you're going to offer it to somebody?
What?
You like picked it over and flipped it?
It's finger food.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
Fred couldn't eat the whole sub, by the way, because it wasn't toasted. It wasn't prepared to his standards.
But he's not an elitist.
No.
I can't finish my cookie today either for some reason.
Because
Eric and Andy told you you're going to be dead in about 10 minutes.
That hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's filling.
Yeah,
and the brownie soaked it up in there, so now you just have this big ball of chocolate.
Right. You're probably right. Asad in Baltimore says, that Andy dog rant is exactly why I love this show. I was wondering, given Breer's tweet, that Welker is going to the highest bidder. I'm assuming he's gone next year. Given the extra money coming from No Welker, $9 million in dead money from previous cuts coming back, do you think we target a wide receiver free agency like Jennings or Bo? Also, how is it that McDaniels was able to draft two good receivers for the Broncos, Decker and Thomas, yet we couldn't draft one when he was with us previously? I think if the Patriots can get one more speed guy on the outside, the offense will be better than it is now because Brady will truly have the whole field available to him.
Well, McDaniels didn't run the draft.
Exactly. Yet. He was focused on other things, you know.
That's one.
Yeah.
What was the other point?
That's
that he
two.
Had? Well, yeah, I was trying to think. What was the other point that he made?
No. I don't know. Kind of lost me with that point.
Yeah. I just think it's funny, like, as much as everybody hates him in Denver, we have somebody picking out the strength of his...
No, but you know what I like? Fred completely just missed the point because someone said he did something well elsewhere.
Not really, but okay.
Hey, he didn't really do it well?
That's not why.
Because I would kind of agree with you. Because I think Demaryius Thomas is a talented guy that has some flaws. Eric Decker, I think, is a dime a dozen player.
The other point is, I don't think... just because Albert Breer tweets that he thinks that he's not going to be he's going to go to the highest bidder, that doesn't mean
right. That was his
squat.
Opinion. He had no. He didn't even cite a source.
Exactly.
Right.
I feel just as strongly that I think Welker's going to be back, and possibly for more than a year.
Yeah. More chances of happening. Welker staying here or Nick Saban going to the NFL?
Welker staying here.
Okay.
Easily.
Lucky writes in. Hey, Lucky.
Lucky.
Been a long time since I've called or written in, but rest assured that you guys are still part of my daily life. I've been busy with youth football and work. The season ended in November, and we were able to go undefeated, 9-0-1, and win our Super Bowl. Since then, I was busy creating a DVD for the kids to remember the season by. I want to send That's you guys awesome. A copy so you can check it out. So, Fred, when you get a chance, send me your address.
One Patriot Place, Foxborough, Mass., 02035.
That's right.
And I would like to watch it because I like watching youth football. I think it's funny.
Me and seven of my friends were at the San Francisco game on Sunday, but only six of us got to watch it. Two of them got taken into protective custody before the game because they were a little too lubed
was
up.
It the guy
I think we saw them.
When we were coming out here, there was a guy already being taken, right after the pregame social at 8 o'clock.
Really?
There was a guy being taken away.
You know, I forget the guy's name, but there's one of the guys that works in like the kitchen. He's always, you see him all the time. He goes, wow, they're getting started early tonight.
They weren't belligerent or anything, which is surprising for military guys. They were just visibly drunk. The game didn't turn out the way I hoped, but I still have a strong feeling about this season. I believed all year that we were going to win the Super Bowl, and I still feel the same way. Anyway, I just want to say hi and tell Fred and Patriots Nation to keep hope alive. We will walk away with the Lombardi Trophy this year.
Boom!
It was funny. There's a video going on YouTube. It's from our game, and there's a guy. He's in the 300 level, but he's in the first row, and he's like, you know, Will Block defense, and he's like going crazy. And the people that are filming it are like, oh, get a load of this guy. And he's like going on and on and on, and Semper Fi and all this stuff. Then he gets on one of the seats, and it breaks. It comes off its hinges, and he kind of like keeps yelling, but lower and lower, and he just sidles off to the side and leaves. It's really funny.
Well, we know they break, though.
Yeah.
Oh, we're filming that thing. They're fixing
them every week.
Dozens and dozens of seats.
People probably are jumping up on those things and caught. I mean,
wait, were they mocking this guy for cheering and being loud?
Yes.
Typical. Sounds it.
Typical.
Yeah.
And so, it's a wonder why we have no crowd.
Maybe right. Paul's not alone.
Did we ever hear anything about the guy who fell?
Oh, yeah. Did we ever get an update on that?
I just heard there was a guy who fell into
the
tunnel ramp
area
where the players, the visiting team comes out.
And he was
conscious. Okay.
Conscious and going to the hospital.
That's not that far a fall. It really isn't.
Well, but what if you fall on your head?
Yeah, it's about 10 feet, right?
No. It's 30.
No, that's probably...
No. See, it was reported as 30.
It was reported as 30
I would say 20
20 to 25 is probably...
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it. Onto concrete.
You can break.
And if you fall, you didn't jump. So you're not necessarily like perfectly positioned.
Yeah, it's not like
you're probably like leaning over, taunting a guy, and you fall. Like you could have probably drunk.
It's like the poor guy in Texas in baseball that fell off over the wall. He wasn't anticipating. He landed on the back of his neck and died. It wasn't that high of a fall.
Right.
Christian,
the toughest guy he knows.
He's unbelievable.
Not the fall.
Christian writes in, well, guys, the 49ers weren't at the Foxy on Saturday since I didn't see anyone. For my friends, an annual pussy and all that.
Who's this? Christian?
Christian.
Oh, you really can't say that word in those. I mean, that's just wrong.
All right. I was offered a T-shirt, but like Andy, I have many and didn't take one.
Just strippers had a note. There is a Foxy Lady Boutique in San Francisco. So it could be from that.
Could have been that.
Maybe he owns it for all we know.
Yeah, could have been that. Yeah.
Brandon writes in, I just want to say Patrick, I'm so annoyed about reputation. People saying they don't want to play the Steelers or any good teams. It's going to happen. As a player, I would love to play the best of the teams and rather than the easy road. Also, do you guys watch a show called The League? If so, Eric reminds me a lot of the guy named Andre.
Yeah,
he even kind of looks like
him.
Is this not
I've never heard it before.
No, I'm just saying.
He said he's heard it before.
You two ladies need to just
fight
it out.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
So that's the fantasy football show or whatever?
Yeah.
Don't they have a lot of famous guests?
They do now, yeah. The first year it was, I think they might have had one or two cameos of NFL people. But now it became so popular.
I think my girl was on it. I thought I saw Brooklyn Decker tweet that she was on it.
She might have been. Yeah, after the first season it got really popular, and then all these people wanted to be on it. So I think that's routine now.
I was stunned when I heard about that coming out, a series about fantasy football. I was like, huh?
Well, obviously
it's clearly somewhat popular.
Yeah. And everybody plays. I mean,
I never heard anybody that watched it.
I haven't either.
Ask Christy Berkery.
She watches it?
Oh, yeah, she's a huge fan.
Really?
Well, because she's a huge fantasy football player, too.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Andrew, in the Ukraine, I think you can draw a line in the Broncos season at halftime of the Patriots game. Do you think a rematch in Denver would look more like the first half or more like the second half? Also, Manning and Snow games the last several years hasn't produced the Manning face as often as it did early in his career.
I think it would look more like the second half.
Fred?
So
rebuttal?
So Patriots lose, in other words.
No, Fred, rebuttal.
No. No.
First half.
I was
the Patriots played much better in the second half, did they not?
I don't know.
The Patriots?
I thought
against
the
Broncos?
Denver came back.
Oh, I'm thinking of the San Fran game. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I was thinking of the most recent game.
I thought you were
right. And he has the Patriots over the Broncos. He expects the season to end in Houston against
in the AFC title game.
Because that's what he predicted in August.
Well, don't make fun of him. Fred continues to say, well, I had him at 12-4 to start the year, so.
I did. What can I say?
We all did.
No, you had 13-3.
No, we all had
12-4.
You also
had Cam Newton as your MVP.
We all had 12-4. You're the only one that brags about it.
He had a slow start.
And I had Romeo Crennel as my coach of the year.
Josh in Arlington, timeout was with 12-23. What is this about?
The timeout happened with 12-23 left in the fourth quarter.
The score was 31-21 at that point. It did not spark the comeback. Oh, this is about Brady getting mad.
Right.
It was 31-24.
So the comeback had already sparked.
Yeah, it was when I thought it was. That was the game-tying drive.
Right.
Talking about big hands, I think we were talking about...
Brady has big hands.
Brady has big hands.
We were talking about...
Kaepernick small
not
hands.
Having big right. hands. The big hands theory that Andy has some merit in case Brett Favre could touch his thumb to his middle finger around the ball. This is good for all aspects of ball control, whether it be fumbling or accurately throwing the ball downfield. Is that true?
What?
He could touch his thumb and middle finger.
I didn't know that was true.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, down the middle of the ball.
But
yeah,
I mean, that's not something.
That's
that
a massive hand.
Yeah, but I mean, around the nose of the ball, maybe.
Well, I mean,
I could do that. But, right. Depending on how close I go to the
right.
nose.
Yeah.
If he can do it around the middle of the ball, that's ridiculous.
I can't believe that.
But the whole big hands theory is not something
it
new and revolutionary.
Didn't translate into his text.
No, that's impossible. That's impossible because,
and of course, Fred saw the tweet.
You wouldn't be able to throw a football if you're throwing it. If you're holding it by the very fat middle, you can't throw a football with a spot.
No, it doesn't mean he did.
No, but he has the ability to do it according to
basically the means he could hold the ball as secure as anybody on the planet.
I don't think I'm not buying that.
I'm not buying it either.
Did you also know the thing that if you put your middle finger and your thumb around your wrist,
yeah,
and if it overlaps, you have a small frame. If it touches, you have an average frame, and if it doesn't touch, you have a big boned frame.
I can touch.
I'm big boned.
I can touch.
What is it now?
Does yours overlap?
Mine doesn't overlap.
Your average.
Put your hand like this?
Around your wrist, and then if your middle finger and your thumb touch.
Touch.
They touch, so you have a regular frame. I'm big boned.
And just big boned.
Does it overlap?
No, I can't.
Oh, you can't
touch.
Do it?
I can't even come close.
What do you got, Paul?
I touch.
I read it the other day. It was this thing about whether you're truly big boned or not.
You're big boned like Andy.
You're a 10% variant on the higher side in terms of weights and averages and things of frame.
Look, I'm fat. I get it.
This is. I don't need this to be an intervention, Fred. I tried to help you. I'm with you. I'm fat
you know,
too.
I refuse to spend 4 hours in the gym and take steroids like you do, Andy.
I
don't do either.
I'm not talking to you.
And Paul clearly doesn't. He's never stepped in a gym a day in his life.
No, I didn't like being in gyms when I was actually in shape.
Yeah, I don't, Paul, that's very poor to me.
Why?
You should work out a little bit.
Why?
Just a little bit.
Why should I work out?
For your family. I do work out a little bit.
When?
I do. Last night I did sit-ups and perfect push-ups.
I do things that I like to do, like play basketball. I got a game tonight.
I did.
You want to come? Got a 9 o'clock tip tonight. You want to come?
For your family, you should do
it. For your father.
You need to do some cardio.
For your
father. That's all you need.
No, when you do it in fast pace like I do, you're blending it.
You need to do some cardio.
It's the same thing.
You need to do some cardio.
It's the same thing. If the heart is going sustained 20 minutes, it's cardio.
So you're just totally opposed to actually doing some true cardio.
No,
because you know you could do 20 and 20.
But if I played a little more basketball, would that be all right?
You took my elliptical.
You want it back? You gave it to me.
I don't want it back.
Okay.
I don't want it back. I don't want to ever see that thing again.
You offered it up.
All
you
right.
have plenty of other exercise machines stashed in closets you could use.
Time for the picks.
You're going to ignore those calls, huh?
This week's PFW in Progress picks are brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. All right, Paul, you
Subway,
have a big announcement
food.
To make?
Well, Fred, I did. I alluded to this earlier in the show. Last week, Andy Hart, 12-4,
Booyah!
Wins the week. Eric, 11-5. Fred, 9-7. Paul, choking like a dog at 7-9. And that means we got a new sheriff in town.
Although Paul just apparently found a
oh, no,
mistake or something.
No.
He's looking like, that doesn't add up.
Well, it adds up fine. The new sheriff is with the spreads. And that's you are dominating now with a spread. Andy went 12-4.
Wow.
With the spread.
I should have put real money on it.
Eric went
10-6. Whoa.
Fred went 8-8. Paul went 7-9.
A little too late, though, Mike.
So, for the first time, I am still leading by only one game on the overall. 151, 72-1. Andy's 150, 73-1. Eric is 140, 83-1. And Fred is 121, 74-1. But with the spread, Andy is just running away. Six games ahead of me now. 115, 109.
Wow.
I'm 109, 106, and 9. After leading from wire to wire, I'm choking like a dog down the stretch. 97, 118, and 9 for Eric. And 91, 95, and 8 for Fred.
All right.
The new sheriff is Andy.
I'm winning in the paper as well. Paul's in second. Eric, maybe in third?
It's the first time for everything.
The PFW guys are dominating
the paper.
Although
you and I are
not dominating as much as I used to be, though.
3-6 higher.
You guys are close
here than in the paper. Something in that range.
Yeah.
Because we're both in the 150s, you said? 151.
151.
We're like 140. I'm 147, you're 144.
Yeah, and I actually looked in the Herald. The Herald has a bunch of car dealers that they keep track of. There's like 15 of them. And we've been beating them all year, and now two of them are ahead of us because I'm choking like a dog. Have back-to-back terrible weeks.
All right. Well, let's go. No Thursday game this week.
However, there is
a Saturday game.
What channel is that game on?
You know, that's a good
NFL
question.
Network's done.
I don't know.
Saturday is on ESPN.
This is the ESPN game because there's no Monday night game
on
Christmas Eve.
Correct. Okay.
Which is
so,
big for the Wilson-Hart Power Index.
Atlanta at Detroit, Saturday night, 8:30. Atlanta at Detroit.
Atlanta at Detroit. Atlanta by 4. Saturday night,
the Atlanta Falcons fly to Detroit. Well, they'll probably fly Friday. I am going to take Atlanta to win and cover. I don't feel great about it. They have obviously proven themselves sort of a fraudulent football team over the last month and a plus. But
month
Detroit
plus.
Is Detroit just doesn't have it.
They don't. And you know what? They're probably, because we say that, going to win this
probably.
Game.
I have fear in this.
You know, but I'm going to still go with the odds here, and I'm going to take the Falcons to winning.
Calvin Johnson going to break the record?
Yeah, he's pretty close. I think he needs 180 yards or something like that.
Oh, so he's going to break it.
I like Jerry Rice's. He can break that record. I got like 40 others.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he really is an arrogant guy. I mean, I know he's great and all, but I mean, you don't have to tell us all the time how great you were.
I have like 40
he brings
others.
Nothing to the analyst table.
No, nothing except for telling you how great he was, basically. Atlanta, I think.
I'm okay with that.
I'm going to pick Atlanta, too, but I share Andy and Eric's trepidation. I just can't pick the Lions. They just find a way to lose every week. Losing at Arizona last week takes the cake. I can't pick them in good conscience, even though I do think the talent in these two teams is pretty even.
Yeah. I looked at this game and I said, you know, Atlanta should win, but I'm picking Detroit. You know, I just like this spot for Detroit. I think, you know, they got nothing to lose.
In case you are all wondering, it's that kind of reasoning that has Fred in last place.
They got nothing to lose. And,
I mean, Atlanta should win this game, but I'm taking Detroit.
So you're taking the Jaguars because your mind says Patriots should win this game, but I'm taking the Jags.
I don't think the Jaguars have half the talent that Detroit has.
They don't.
That's true.
They don't have 1/20th.
Freddie.
Especially with Todman on IR.
You followed up with a very solid point.
Oakland at Carolina. Oh, thanks, Paul. Oakland
you're
at
welcome,
Carolina,
Fred.
Sunday at 1. Oakland at Carolina.
Carolina by 9.
Oof. I will take Carolina to win.
Yeah.
And I will take Carson Palmer to throw the pick I need for the Panthers to cover. So I'll lay that number, even though I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I'm going to take the better team, which happens to be the home team. That is a big number, but I think they will be able to pull it out.
I'm going to take Carolina, but I will be a sucker, and I will take Oakland to cover, even though I don't think they play very well on the road. This is probably fool's gold, but 9's a lot. We'll see what happens.
I'll take Carolina both ways. I think they're Carolina's the hot team.
Late MVP run for Cam Newton.
New Orleans at Dallas.
Dallas by 3.
New Orleans, this is a tough game. Hmm.
I am going to make a dumb mistake and say Dallas needs it. They're playing for something. They're at home.
And that's why they lose.
And I'm going to take them, but yeah. I'll you know, I won't be surprised when I lose this, but you know, I think you have to take Dallas here for all the reasons in your head tell you to take them.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna take New Orleans to win.
Nope, I'm taking New Orleans.
I was just debating in my head. I know.
You don't have your sheet with you?
No, I don't.
Holy shit!
Yep, for the exact reason that Andy said, I'm taking New Orleans. And I'm with Eric on this one. I think because Dallas needs it and they should win in their home and all of that is why they won't win. I think they've been living on the edge, and they sort of think that they've turned the corner with that mental toughness the last couple of weeks. I think they've been very, very lucky to win the last two games, and that's going to run out.
This is a tough one. I'm going to go with Dallas.
Good call.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dallas. I think their defense does enough to keep them in.
Del Rio.
Tennessee at Green Bay.
Green Bay by 13.
Tennessee at Green Bay. Now, isn't this going to be a bit
13?
Of a weather debacle?
There's supposed to be a huge storm up in the Michigan area. I don't know if that's – I assume that's going to affect Wisconsin.
What's the spread?
You should add those meteorologist initials to the end of your name, Paul. Because
He's the one who said it.
I'm only kidding.
Why don't you add them to the end of him?
He asked, and you had the weather
report. What initials do –
it's been a big news thing.
They get – like, if you study meteorology
– Oh, yeah, AMS.
AMS.
The American Meteorological Society
AMS.
Certification.
Yeah. Paul Perillo, AMS.
All I know is the guy from Denver backed me up, did he not?
Wait, what?
Did he?
I thought he was yelling at you.
No.
He kind of made fun of you a little bit.
I thought he said, I know, you've been here 4 times, so you know.
But he said exactly the same thing that I said. He was making fun of me for not having been in Denver, but he said what I had mentioned.
I thought he said it was windy there.
Very windy.
No, he said occasionally you can get a storm, but for the most part, they've played in...
I really don't listen.
No, you don't. That's part of the problem.
Hey, there's Grunk.
Oh, wait, that's the old one.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this?
All right, let's get on with the picks. Tennessee at Green Bay.
What was the number?
13.5?
13. I will take 13. Green Bay to win and cover.
Oh, this is tough. I mean, the spread part is tough. I think Green Bay wins, but don't be an a-hole, please. I'll take Tennessee in the points.
Yeah, I'll take Green Bay to cover, especially if you get that weather that Andy's talking about. I think they'll kill him.
Are we going
to
get the weather that I'm talking about?
I know of.
Not that I know of.
All right. I'm going to take Green Bay both ways. Minnesota at Houston.
Houston.
No, Sunday it's going to be Sunday.
By 7.5.
No problems here.
Houston by 7.5.
I'm going to take Houston to win and cover the better football team. They're playing for momentum. They're playing for pride. They're playing for their seeding. They're playing for it all. And the Vikings, I just don't
they're
see
playing for a record.
Peterson. Yeah, I mean they're playing for the postseason.
I know
but
they are,
I think they're on the road. They're not the better football team. The Houston Texans are the better football team. It's just with Houston.
Peterson needs like 200 and something.
294. So he needs about $150.
Well, I mean, unless he wants to get a lot in the last game. I'm really torn because I want to pick Minnesota here, but
then pick them.
I think Houston will win. I'll take Houston to win and cover.
Yeah, I'll take Houston big in this one. I think they win this one and then they get to rest in the last one because it won't matter.
I'm going to split this up. Houston wins, but they do not cover. We'll skip over Jacksonville in New England. Indianapolis at Kansas City Sunday at 1.
Indianapolis by 6.5.
Indianapolis wins and covers. They need to. I would have fear if I were them going into Kansas City. I don't care how bad the Chiefs are. The Colts are not as good a football team as their record would indicate, but you're playing for the postseason. Show me something.
Yeah, the Colts, I think, are a better, clearly the better team, and I think regardless, KC has proven vulnerable at Arrowhead, so I'm going to take the Colts to win and cover.
I'll take Indy, but I will take the points.
I'll go with Indy both ways. Buffalo at Miami. Buffalo at Miami.
Miami by 4.5.
The Hot Bills.
I'll take Miami to win and cover. I just won't be picking the Bills.
I know. It's terrible. I thought the Bills were going to be the second-best team in the AFC East this year. Boy, were we wrong.
They might be.
Yeah.
Well, they might, record-wise, but I know.
They all stink.
I know. I thought they were going to be good. I thought they were going to be a playoff team, perhaps.
Playoffs! Gosh. I'll take Miami. I'll take the home team. I'll go back to my. Maybe that's why I've been straying from my two, poopy teams. I take the home team. I'll take Miami.
I guess I got to go with Miami too. San Diego at the Jets, and I guess McElroy's
Jets
start.
By 2.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Free Tebow.
I am going to take the Chargers. I know they have a lot of injuries and they're just not that good, and they're going to fire everybody. I just can't pick McElroy. I don't think he was that good a quarterback in college. I think his strength, as I told Paul, was using his weapons. Unfortunately, he has no weapons, so I don't know what he's going to do. So I'll take Chargers.
Yeah, it's a tough spot for the kid. I mean, he's not a rookie, but essentially he is.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of pressure.
In some ways, though, no pressure.
Well,
because, everybody else sucks. All I can do is suck like them, and I wasn't a high pick.
No, but he had no pressure going into that game when he was a sub because, nobody expected him to be in there. Now the whole week he's expected to be in there. People are talking about the other two quarterbacks are going to be out.
It's perfect. The first round busts, couldn't do anything. I'm going to come in and all I can be is a hero.
I think
can't be a zero.
All signs point to. Woo!
San Diego.
Supercharger.
San
Diego. Paul's speechless.
Don't worry, Paul. Only one more week. Only one more week.
I just can't take the Chargers in any game. Did you watch them last week?
They were terrible.
31-0 or whatever it was to Carolina at home. I think that McElroy has no pressure on him in this game at all. I think he can not possibly do worse than the two guys that played last week. I think they're going to rally around him.
I think they're going to be
excited to play for him because I think that they've grown really tired of Sanchez. Chris Jenkins' comments about, less photo shoots and more time in the playbook. Even though Chris Jenkins isn't there anymore, I have to think that there's Jets that feel like that.
Yeah.
I think the Jets win this game. It doesn't matter. There's no pressure on either team that they both played all the string. And I go back with my two crappy teams. I'll take the home team theory.
I'm going to go with the Chargers in MetLife as everyone's cheering for Tebow to get into the game.
Careful what you wish for after what you saw last week.
Oh, I know, but, they're still going to be yelling it. I'm going to go with San Diego. What the hell?
By the way, the going gets tough and Tebow gets going. Is that how it works for him?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Stay classy.
Washington at Philadelphia.
Washington by 5.5.
Yeah, I'll take Washington. They're playing the better football right now. They're the better football team. They're a team fighting for something, a team with a future.
Mm-hmm.
And whichever quarterback is out there is better than the quarterback on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Skins.
Skins are going to be your NFC East champions, I say.
Shanahan.
And they will win and cover this game.
Tanishan. I will take Washington. I don't feel anywhere near as good about it as my two compadres, but I do think they are the better team, and I will take them.
I'll do with the same.
I'll do with the same.
Cincinnati.
It's a meatball.
Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, Sunday at 1.
This is probably
the game of the day. Pittsburgh by 4 with a playoff berth probably on the line.
Cincy by 4, eh?
Pittsburgh has beaten Cincinnati about 111 straight times. Something like that.
So now your father's Bengals.
I want to say like 10 out of
the
12.
The Red Rifle, CJ like Green, it's a physical defense. Ben Jarvis Green, out of the law firm. I'm still going to take the Steelers. I just think their defense is going to probably give.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're great. I don't think they're as good as everybody tried to anoint them about 4 weeks ago or whenever that was, as the best defense in football. But I just think they're going to knock Andy Dalton around a little bit. He is my concern if I'm a Bengals fan. The, you know, young quarterback, good enough, but is he good enough to win in the postseason? I don't think so. This is like a playoff game, so go with the experienced playoff
type team.
It is a playoff.
It is a playoff game.
Oh, it is.
It certainly is. And I'll go with the experienced team, too. I think the Steelers win at home.
I agree. I think that this is a tough game. I think Cincinnati is probably as talented as Pittsburgh, but I will go with the experience. I'm with Andy and Eric in this one.
I got to go with Pittsburgh, too. I think, you know, even though they lost last week, I thought Roethlisberger played really well. And, you know, that's everything for that team. And if he continues that, I think that's a big advantage for them in this game. So, Pittsburgh. Sunday at 1, St. Louis at Tampa Bay. St. Louis at Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay by 3.
Tampa Bay has been a stone, just falling, correct, falling. And that just gives me a good reason to pick my guy, Sam Chise.
Nah, St. Louis hasn't exactly been a rising star
disappointed
either.
Me.
I know, but I like them.
I like them too, but. Where's the game? At Tampa?
Tampa.
Yeah. Screw it. I'll take the Rams too.
We're going to go early and practice with them tomorrow.
I'll take the Rams. I think, like Andy said, Tampa is really, the wheels have fallen off, whereas the Rams sort of are on that every other game track. Yeah, I haven't picked the Rams right, I don't think, all
year.
Except for against the Patriots. I don't think I've gotten a Rams game right all year.
I mean, St. Louis, and it's not Jacksonville.
I'll go with Tampa Bay to turn it around. They were embarrassed last week. Sunday, 4:05, Cleveland at Denver.
Who's the
who's at Denver?
Cleveland.
There you go.
Denver by 13.
Denver will win.
In the winds of Denver.
In the winds of Denver. Even though it is a tough place to play, they will put up enough points to cover that spread.
I think the Broncos win, but give me that number. I think Cleveland will fight.
I will take Denver, and I will lay the points.
Me too. 4:25, Chicago at Arizona.
Chicago by 5.5.
This is a crap game.
Who's the quarterback? Brian Hoyer going to play? Can we see Hoyer?
In Arizona?
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess I'll just take the Bears because, you know, I can't take the Cardinals, but I don't feel real good about taking the Bears.
I don't either.
They're another sinking ship.
They're in a free fall.
They are.
But at least they have some talent, and they have a quarterback who you have a chance that he has a good game.
Yeah.
There's no chance that a quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals has a good game.
Urlacher says the media and the fans are two groups that he cares less about what they think. He's at war with both of them.
Okay.
He comes off as a douche a lot.
That was a good sign. I will take Chicago as well.
Me, I guess I have to, too. All right, 4:25, the final game in the afternoon. The Giants at Baltimore.
This is a tough
Giants
one.
By 2.
This is a tough
one. Another good game.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's an interesting game.
It
looks like
an interesting
game. Yeah. I'm not sure it's going to be played at a high level
of
football.
It's intriguing.
Right. I am going to take... I think the Ravens are just a debacle. I'm going to go with the Giants. I think you're firing your coordinator. There's clearly more going on there. It wasn't just the offense. You know, either he didn't talk to Flacco or he wasn't talking to... There's got to be some real behind-the-scenes dynamic that was at play there, and I don't think it's easy to bounce back from that, so I'm taking the Giants.
Is this going to be the first division winner to go into the playoffs on like a 5- or 6-game losing streak?
They might not be the division winner.
Yeah, they might not win the division. Yeah. If they lose this...
They're only guaranteed a wild card spot.
Matter of fact, I think the Bengals control their destiny. If the Bengals win both,
and the Ravens have to lose.
If the Ravens lose this game, then I think the Bengals
It's very tempting to go with the whole debacle thing with the Ravens, but I can't. I can't see it. They have too much talent for that to happen.
Really?
Yeah, I think they'll win at home over the Giants.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants.
What's the number again, Paul?
2. They're underdogs.
Yeah. Okay.
The Giants, I think, are just a flat-out better team.
I do, too, at this point. Sunday night, San Francisco at Seattle. This is the marquee game of the week. San Francisco at Seattle. I know I'd like it to be the New England at Jacksonville, but this is it. San Francisco at Seattle.
Pick.
I need to get an analysis from you guys. Do you think the Patriots beat up the 49ers in their comeback? Do you think
somebody told me that?
Beat
and
them up?
I was like, really?
No.
They played a real physical game.
Beat them up?
You know, and they had some injuries. Hagans went out, and Smith went out. But
no, I'm talking on a, like, not an injury level. I'm just talking on a prepare to play another game level, recovery. Do you think the 49ers left here?
No. Look, at the end of the game, after the Patriots tied it up, the San Francisco flipped the switch and clamped it down. You know? That's what I'd be saying if the Patriots won. I'd be saying, well, yeah, they had that thing in the middle.
Every once in a while, you surprised me.
They had that thing in the middle, but when it came down to it, they clamped them down.
Yeah.
And I'm asking because I think this is going to be a real physical football game in Seattle. And if you think they're really banged up, that might you're on the road. It's in Seattle, right?
Yeah. Correct.
You're on the road.
Do you mean banged up mentally?
Like,
mentally?
No. Oh, we played a tough game last week, and I'm usually better by Wednesday, and it's Thursday now, and I'm still hurting.
Yeah.
Well, no, Brady certainly thought it was a physical game on the Patriots' end.
Yeah, I know, because he was getting beat up. I will go with...
I don't think Kaepernick was that sore.
No. Maybe his arm, throwing downfield, he's not used to that. Like the kid in that commercial, he'll loosen his arm up.
I'm warming up my arm.
This is a really tough one for me.
It is.
I think
it
this is a tough passionate, one. Tough... physical, defensive-led, athletic quarterbacks, rookies, unknowns.
And Pete's team is jacked and pumped and psyched and ready to go.
Seattle at home and coming off 100 points.
I'm 9-5 in the NFL. It's
huge.
Even
the Niners coming off 40 points.
This has college rivalry feel to
it. It does. Yeah. Coaches hate each other. That's the band.
That's the one big...
Jim slugging it out.
The one big factor in San Francisco's favor is that Harbaugh thing. Carroll can't beat him.
I'm going to go with San Francisco. I was very impressed with what I saw this week.
It's USC Stanford, the NFL level.
Yeah. Forgot about that. I'm taking Seattle. I forgot about that. What do you got?
They hate each other.
Yeah, they
well,
do.
But flat out hate.
There's a lot of guys that hate each other. They hate each other, and Carroll can't beat them.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know what? Niners are in a letdown. I think Seattle wins.
Yeah, I think that
close
the
one.
I think this is one of those spots.
When's
in the
game?
NFL Sunday night. Back-to-back Sunday night games, having across the country for the Patriots. I don't think necessarily it was overly physical, but it was an emotional game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they left a lot on the field emotionally. I'm not sure they have enough to crank it back up. That Harbaugh thing is weighing on me, though. I'm going to take Seattle to continue it at home, but this I could definitely see going. It's a pick-em game.
It really
I can see
is.
Why.
San Francisco, I think, wins the game. Their defense just knowing Russell Wilson you know, knowing Seattle the way they do, I think that their defense wins them this game. So I'm going to go with San Francisco. All right, back to Sunday at 1, our final game. New England goes to Jacksonville. Do we even need to go around the table here?
14.5.
Ooh,
I'll take...
we do.
I don't. I will take the Patriots to win and cover. I think they are absolutely going to dispose of the overmatched Jags with a small J, not Jags with a big J. Even the guys that I think I'd be scared of.
What a soft J.
Cecil Shorts.
The Yags.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yags. Is banged up. Puslusny didn't practice. Even the couple guys you could pick out that you think could do a little something.
See-through shorts? Did he
yes,
practice?
Yes, he did not. See-through shorts was out of practice. I will take the Patriots to win
from yesterday.
38-8.
Eight. Late touchdown. They're trying to get the two-point conversion.
Eight.
Yeah, I see.
You're coming back. You need every point you can get.
We wanted to make it a six-possession game.
Patriots win. I don't think
John like that.
I think they win in cover, but I don't think it's in the blowout type fashion. I'd say it's more like a 20-3 type game.
That's a blowout.
But I mean,
get what he's saying. Yeah.
Not like in huge.
It's not the same
total.
Thing as what me and Andy are saying.
They don't have the foot on the gas.
Yeah,
34-13. Won't be that close. I have a feeling that most of that 34 is going to be in the first half. And it's going to be a throttle down
in the second half.
Throttle down second half,
let's
and
make
just,
sure Stephen Ridley remembers
let's,
how to.
Let's
hold
just
on
get
to
out
ball.
Of here, and, yeah. and I don't, you know, the only one factor here that would be of any, I think Chad Henne has had some games against the Patriots where he's thrown it pretty well, and Andy's been talking all week. The one thing that Jacksonville does have is two wide receivers that can make plays. Now they're not great players in Shorts and Blackman. They don't have. I mean, Schwartz is on the verge of a 1,000-yard season, I think.
He's already over.
Is he already there? Okay. But they're not great players. Henne has thrown the ball effectively against the Patriots about four or five times.
Yeah.
He's only beaten them once, but he's put up some yardage. I don't see them scoring enough points to.
I agree with Paul.
To get in anybody's
way. And
that
score sounds about right too, like 34-13.
I just wanted to pass along a quick story. You said we make sure Ridley in the second half doesn't forget to run out with the ball. And yesterday, Stephen Gostkowski was leaving the locker room and he had a ball and he was carrying it like Welker does sometimes, sideways, up and down. And he goes, "Is this how you do it? Because you know us kickers, we don't know how to do anything." And I was this close to thinking, I wouldn't ask Ridley, but oh. I kept my head down, my mouth shut.
good thing.
What's today?
Today's Thursday.
20th. Jeff Howe tweeted, "Rob Gronkowski, Logan Mankins, Gerard Mayo finished first at their positions in the fan voting for the Pro Bowl. Team announced December 26th.
What?
I saw that too, Eric, but I didn't want to. I didn't know.
I think they're
meant.
Trying to get out ahead of the Mayan Doomsday tomorrow.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Just so you will know that so before the world
if we
ends.
We mentioned dates after the 21st. Yeah. There's better yes. chance that we'll live.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
All right. John's up next with the playbook. Hey, John.
Hey, Fred.
How's your week been?
Week's been good.
Yeah?
Week's been, thank you for asking.
Sure.
Week's been good. I think Patriots 42-6.
Oh, wow.
Could see that.
Okay.
John, in case anybody good. Wonders, that's just kind of what I think.
Basically, that's one more touchdown can, and one less huh? touchdown than when Fred and I.
Patriots
yeah.
going to open up
that.
A can?
Oh, yeah. Can, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Big can.
Because all the right. can.
John's up with the playbook.
You like it in the can.
Let's see. Football Nation is on at 4. Pre-game social. Sunday morning. As for us, we'll see you next Tuesday. Oh, no, we won't. We won't. We won't.
That's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.